get a two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo, it's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Nine minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it.
Union dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall.
To 7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die. My father told me.
Just 5 more minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Take on me.
minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern coast, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your stride, when you say yes, you make me trust, I will never keep you from an open door, I know.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Thursday, June 16th, 2022, and we continue our six-game series at Riders Field this week between the Midland Rockhounds and your Frisco Rough Riders. Hi, folks. Good evening to you. Welcome to the Rough Riders Baseball Network on our pregame coverage. 7:05 start time between the Hounds and the Riders as Frisco looks to hop off what has become a three-game skid. They've allowed Midland to take the first two games of this series, and it continued, unfortunately, last night with a 4-0 loss. The Rough Riders offense silent for the first time this season. We just haven't seen it yet so far. But what a start it was for the right-hander Zach Kent. Unfortunately, he gets the loss and is now 1-2 on the season. But Kent last night entered the seventh with six scoreless innings, only got two outs in that seventh inning. He gave up a base hit and a home run before a walk ended his night. He left with a runner on first base, and then Max Schumann with the new Joe Corbett on the mound, giving up a two-run shot, that third and final run falling on Kent's line. But 10 strikeouts for him, two walks. What a phenomenal start that we saw out of Kent last night. And as we mentioned, Joe Corbett making his Double-A debut this season with Frisco. We see Josh Smith, the pitcher Josh Smith from Saline, Michigan, also make his debut. We had the chance to catch up with Josh on our pregame coverage. You'll hear that interview on the other end of this first break right around the corner. But a 4-0 loss last night for the Rough Riders. Now below 500 for the first time since the 2019 season in the month of June. They've been above 500 or at 500 the entire time since, spent all of last year above 500, and it had been a really strong start to the season this year as well. But now 29-30, Midland 28-31. The Rough Riders sliding. They're still tied for second in the South, but San Antonio padding their lead now up to three games at 31-26. They're taking on Amarillo this week, so hoping for some ground there that the Rough Riders can gain. But they've dropped the first two to the Rockhounds, looking to get some gains back, and it starts tonight. 7:05 start time between Frisco and Midland. We'll take our first break on the Rough Riders pregame show. Come back with us and hear that chat with the Saline, Michigan native Josh Smith. He's our pregame interview guest on the other end of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Mensch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jared with you. Rough Riders and Rockhounds with a 7:05 start time from Riders Field. We've got the opportunity to be joined now by the pitcher, Josh Smith, newly in town in Frisco. Josh, appreciate your time. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing great. A little warmer than Michigan than what you're used to in the back in the native state, native of Saline, Michigan. How does Texas compare to even the summers in Michigan, let alone fall ball and in the winter?
Oh, usually when I'm home, it's during the off season, so it's snowy and it's the opposite of what it is right now here in Texas. So, something to get used to, but it's no big deal.
What was the backstory like growing up? Was it always baseball, or from Saline, an athletic school? Did you play other sports as well?
Surprisingly enough, it was soccer growing up. Usually a competition between soccer and baseball on the weekends up until freshman year of high school, and then I finally just dedicated everything to baseball.
I feel like the standard answer, guys say like basketball, football. What does soccer go hand in? Is there any hand in hand with baseball and vice versa?
Not at all, actually. I was a goalie, and it has no correlation with throwing a baseball.
Just use the athleticism and the height. It's pretty much the biggest thing.
Yeah, just try to take up as much of the goal as possible.
growing up in Michigan, the Tigers a big stretch in the time. It was some low points, but as a young man in high school, did you have any guys that were on the Tigers, especially on the pitching staff, that you looked up to as pitchers?
It's definitely, it's hard to not say Justin Verlander, just watching him compete and going in the late innings, throwing 100, 102 miles an hour is always just cool to see as a young pitcher myself.
Going from Saline, you go and play the college route for a couple of years, then you end up back at Grand Valley State. What took you from Kentucky to go back to GV?
We just had a coaching change. The guy that recruited me left, so I went. When I was in college, you couldn't go D1 to D1 without sitting out a year, so I ended up just going back home to Grand Valley State, and I knew some guys there I went to high school with, and just knew if I went there, I'd have a chance to play, and that's what happened, and thankfully it all worked out.
What did the SEC world look like to you when you were there at Kentucky?
It was overwhelming, for sure. Just wide-eyed, being from a smaller town. And I went there as a two-way and had never seen guys that were throwing over 95 miles an hour. And that's when I realized that hitting just wasn't for me. But definitely a good experience. I just needed to find a better fit for myself personally.
You had a lot of different stops in your time since you've been with the Rangers. How is it basically to keep your head on your shoulders with all the different stops that you've taken different seasons?
I'd say just playing the same game and just a bunch of different locations, I guess. I mean, just remember I'm playing the same game. That's never going to change.
What was Spokane like?
That was my first taste of affiliate ball, and definitely you get there and you just look around, you're not at the complex anymore in Arizona, and just having fans there just that kind of interact with us, it was definitely a really fun time. We were a really good team.
This team in Frisco, especially to start the year, had a lot of different guys that were in Hickory, or at least down east, then Hickory, before coming to Frisco. Is there anyone in the org on the pitching side or any side that you've kind of found yourself close to in the last couple of seasons?
I would say the two guys I came up with in the last 2 days, Joe Corbett and Tristan Polly, for sure. They were both in Spokane with me and last year in Hickory. And I'd say those two guys, and Daniel Robert, for sure, one of my best friends on the org. He's in Round Rock right now, a little older.
You were able to crack the AA level last night against Midland. What were the emotions like to be able to take the mound and be able to do that?
When it started to creep into the fifth and sixth inning, Zach Kent was obviously throwing really well, but naturally the heart rate started to get up there, and like I said, just remembering it's the same game, just maybe a little more people in the stands and better talent up here, but it's the same game. You just can't change what got you here.
In terms of people who you have in your corner when you do something like this, who's the first person that you want to call post game and just tell them about?
Definitely my dad. He's been there since day one, and He always knows what to say to me. We just kind of had, he played college basketball growing up, and just kind of gets the whole process from an athlete standpoint.
Appreciate your time, Mr. Josh Smith. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Good getting closer to our 7:05 start time between Frisco and Midland. Game 3 of our 6-game series after tonight. We'll be halfway home with the return to Riders Field. It was 2 weeks on the road before we brought it back to Frisco. Rough Riders have had a tough start to the series. The Rockhounds, the AA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, taking the first 2 games of this series. And the Rough Riders look to bounce back tonight. It's now a 3-game skid. They look to do it with the left-hander Avery Weems out of Arizona, the native of Flagstaff, Arizona. Drafted by the Chicago White Sox in 2019, Weems this season with the Rough Riders. It's been his debut summer at the AA level, 1-4 with a 7.28 earned run average. The really good side of Weems' performance this season has been the strikeout to walk rate, especially as of late, going back to May and into June. The tough part have really been the bulk of it, where the ERA talks and the win-loss record talks with the runs allowed, the hits allowed in his time, and the home runs as well. So Weems trying to bounce back and looks to do it tonight against the Rockhounds. And Weems, the first time that he faced Midland, came back on April 27th. He struck out just 2 but gave up 3 earned runs on 5 hits in 5 innings, got the win, and currently standing as his only win this season. Looks for number 2 tonight and looking to do it against the Rockhounds. He'll be opposed by Colin Palouse, the right-hander, 24-year-old from Baltimore, Maryland, taken by the A's in round 9 in 2019 out of Wake Forest. Palouse this season, 44 strikeouts in 56 and 2/3, an ERA of 5.88, but he is in the top 3 in the Texas League with the win percentage, tied for 2nd. And he has currently right now the most wins in the Texas League for any pitcher is 6. There's a number tied of guys with 6. He's got 5 tied with a bunch as well. And so he's hanging right around there with winning decisions this season. Rough Riders staked with a tough one against Palouse tonight. National anthem time at Riders Field. We'll step aside, come back with us for first pitch on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley joins us for the call of the game next between Frisco and Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
And now, It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
From Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the Rough Riders are back in action in the third game of the series against the Midland Rockhounds. It's the AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers and the Oakland A's doing battle in North Texas. Hi, everybody. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along on what's a beautiful day for baseball and a very toasty day for baseball in North Texas. The Rough Riders will play with feels like temperatures over 100 degrees, and the Rough Riders hoping their offense can be just as hot, Chris. This is an offense that was shut out for the first time all season last night in a 4-0 loss. It's the longest 59 games that the Rough Riders in franchise history have been shut out. And that's a good sign. This offense has been good, but trying to get it going here against Midland.
Yeah, and looking to try and get it going. And they put a high strikeout guy in Avery Weems, and this is what the Rockhounds lineup looks like. The center fielder, Max Schumann, at the top guard. And it's been the same since Tuesday. Brett Harris behind him at second base. Logan Davidson at third tonight, but batting again in the three spot. And Jordan Diaz in the cleanup role. Kyle McCann at first base, batting fifth. Marty Bakina at short. He'll bat 6 and 7-8-9 for the Hounds of the catcher William Simonite, right fielder Austin Beck, and in left field Chase Calabweek. Now for the Rough Riders, looking at Frisco's card of the center fielder J.P. Martinez, Justin Foscue batting second, Ornelas and Krim 3 and 4, 5-6-7 of Harris Fabian Biggers, Josh Storrs batting 8th, and Matt Watley, the catcher at the bottom of the card.
All right, we're looking forward to it.
Yes,
Avery Weems on the hill for the Rough Riders. Max Schumann is in from the right side, and we're set for baseball in the Metroplex. Wind back, and away we go. Swing and a miss off the outside corner, and we are underway. 0-1 at 7:05, right on time. 96 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Weems, the left-hander, back into his wind in the 0-1. Soft foul ball off behind home plate to our right side, and it's 0-2. Avery Weems, as we've touched upon, 1-4 with a 7.28 ERA, but he has had some very good outings this year. High volume strikeout. He looks over the top of his glove, peels back, and offers in the 0-2. Swing and a foul back into Watley's glove. He squeezes strike three. First batter, first strikeout for Avery Weems, one away in the first inning. Came in with 45 strikeouts in 38 and a third innings. This is a guy a season ago who finished with 124 strikeouts. His 13 K per 9 was 15th in all of minor league baseball last year. He's been striking out a lot of guys here in AA as well. Here's Brett Harris in the first pitch. Simmers across the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Just underway, top of the first inning. No score, nobody on. One out. Weems looks over the top of a blue glove. He winds back in the 0-1. A swing and a line drive to shallow left field. That drops in for a base hit. And Brett Harris, a wide turnaround first, but he stomps on the brakes right there. It's the first hit for the Rockhounds today. Comes with the second batter of the ballgame. Logan Davidson, the switch hitter, batting from the right side, now in for the A's affiliate. Avery Weems has a defense that looks like this behind him today. Sandro Fabian out in left field, J.P. Martinez in center, and Josh Stowers in right. Jax Biggers has third base. Johnny Ornelas is the shortstop. Weems ready from the stretch, looks over at first, glove at the belt. He kicks and fires. Just misses low. Slider, and it's 1-1, no strikes. Justin Foscue at second base, playing behind the bag in the shift for the right-handed batter. Blaine Krim at first, and Matt Watley does the catching today for Weems. Catching the lefty for the fourth time this season as he's making his 10th start. Pitch is just high off the outside corner, and it's 2-0 and no strikes on Davidson, who's just 1-7 in the series. Rough Riders trying to snap a three-game skid, losing in the opener 6-3 in this set, and 4-0 last night. 2-0 toss. Swing and a miss. Bit of slider underneath his hands, and it's two balls and one strike. Overall this season, Davidson, a .247 hitter, 8 home runs, and 31 batted in. Midland really going with the bright colors here in this series. It was a bright orange top yesterday. It's a bright blue top today. The pitch just low and inside. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. The Rough Riders countering with their Rough Rider red. Same color with the ball cap and cream pants.
Midland wore these Tuesday?
Think so.
I thought they did, and then it was orange and now back to blue.
Weems the 3-1. Check swing. Strike anyway on the outside corner. 3-2. These are the situations that Weems would love to finish. Walks haven't really been a problem for him. It's been the high volume of hits against him. Right-handers hitting .308. That's what Davidson is. Throw goes over to first to check on Harris, who's 0-for-1 in stolen bases this year. Right-handers have done the power damage against Weems, though. 9 home runs by right-handers, just 1 by lefties. He's ready from the stretch. Payoff pitch. Strike 3 called. Got him at the knees in the inside corner with a fastball. Second strikeout for Avery Weems. 2 outs in the first, and here's Jordan Diaz. Diaz had a couple hits, including a homer in game 1 of the series, just 21 years old. He's been very good for the Rockhounds this year. Weems ready from the stretch. Harris leads from first. And the pitch on the way. High chopper over to third. Up and over Jax Biggers. It's fielded by Johnny Ornelas, the shortstop in shallow left, but he has no play. An infield single for Jordan Diaz, and their runners at first and second now for Kyle McCann. It was a Baltimore chop off the plate. Went up and over Jax Biggers at third. Nothing he could do. Ornelas tracked it down, but he was about 10 feet deep into shallow left field. And no chance to get Diaz at first. So runners at first and second for the left-handed batting Kyle McCann. This eerily reminiscent of the first inning that Avery Weems had in Wichita 2 starts ago. Time call. And a pitch clock violation. So 1 ball, no strikes on Kyle McCann. Avery Weems took a little bit too long. Casey James is our home plate umpire, umpiring home in AA for the first time in his career. The pitch home. Off the outside corner in the dirt. 2 balls, no strikes. Isaiah Sparba down the first baseline. Ray Patchen, our third base umpire today. In that first inning in Wichita, he gave up an infield single, a soft off the end of the bat single to right field, and then a 3-run home run. Really did not start things off well for his start. 2-0 to McCann. Soft fly ball, shallow left field. Fabian charging in, can't get it. Falls in. Harris around third. He comes in to score. And on the softest of base hits to left, Midland takes a 1-0 lead. McCann just floated it the opposite way into left field. Off the fist. And he picks up an RBI single. His 23rd RBI of the season. Jordan Diaz down to second. Brett Harris comes in to score. It's 1-0 Rockhounds. For the third time in as many games this series, Midland has struck first. Marty Bikina, the shortstop, in from the right side now. Hands below the shoulders. He now raises them. Runners at first and second, 2 outs. The pitch on the outside corner with a slider for a strike, and it's 0-1.
That automatic ball was really tough because against left-handed hitters is where Weems wants to be effective, tailing action away from left-handed hitters. Immediately put him behind in the 2-0. Had to get a fastball in there, and McCann looked ready for it.
0-1. Fouled straight back. Now ahead in the count, 0-2. Pretty well-executed pitch against McCann, too. Got in on his hands, but a lot of strength from McCann fighting it off the opposite way for a base hit. Weems, feet close together from the middle of the slab. He comes set, 0-2. A line drive right back up the box. It's snared at second out of the air by Justin Foscue. And the line out to second brings the side to a close. One run across, though, on 3 hits, no errors, and 2 left stranded. Our score, it's the Rockhounds 1 and the Rough Riders nothing as they come to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you.
Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the first inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. It's 1-0 Rockhounds out in front of the Rough Riders. He's Chris Jarrett. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you on a beautiful day for baseball. The Rough Riders trying to snap a three-game skid. J.P. Martinez stands in, trying to help out the Riders' cause. Right-hander Colin Peluse on the hill, and he deals in. That's just outside to Martinez, and it's one ball and no strikes. Martinez hitting 290, 8 home runs, 18 runs batted in, a very good 885 OPS this year. Peluse ready from the stretch, and the right-hander is offering. Inside, 2 balls, no strikes. Third career start for Peluse against the Rough Riders and his second this season. Earlier this year, on April 30th, poured in 7 innings, allowing 3 hits, or I should say 3 runs to the Rough Riders. The pitch. Ground ball softly hit to the right side. Second baseman Harris picks, throws from shallow right field in time to get Martinez. He had a long way to go to his left to get it. He nabbed it and then turned his shoulders towards first base. Through on time, and Martinez, who runs very well, just barely out at first base for the first down.
Oh yeah, he got it in there. It pulled McCann actually off a little bit towards the route of Martinez, so as he's coming to the bag, kind of had a turn and wince away. And credit JP for trying to leg that one out. It was close.
So one out, here's Justin Foscue in the pinch. He swings, skies in the air down the right field line. Beck a long run, and he watches it go to the seats. A foul ball. 0-1 on Foscue. Colin Peluse in that start on April 30th. 3 runs on 6 hits. 6 strikeouts, 1 walk. He picked up the win against the Rough Riders. He deals in. Foscue, a check swing and a fastball that rides up and in. He was able to hold up. Count evens at 1 ball and 1 strike. 1-0 Rockhounds. 1 out. Bases clear. Bottom of the first inning. Peluse tucks the glove to the chest. He has his sign come set. Here's the right-hander's 1-1. Off the outside corner and low with a breaking ball, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Overall this season for Peluse, record of 5-1, a 5.88 ERA. He's ready from the stretch. 2-1. Outside corner, a called strike. Fastball, not letter high, and it's 2-2. Coming off his start against Springfield, in which he earned a no decision. 3 runs, all earned over 4 2/3 innings. 6 strikeouts to 3 walks. The pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with the slider low. 2 outs in the first inning. Foscue down swinging. Bases clear. 1-0 Midland. And here's Johnny Ornelas. Defense behind Colin Peluse looks like this. Chase Calabuig in left, Max Schumann in center, and Austin Beck in right field. Logan Davidson at third, Marty Bikina at second, Brett Harris Bikina, I should say, at short. The offering in. Ornelas, a high chopper out to short. Backhanded stop. Bikina sets his feet, slings it on to first, and it's just in time to get his defensive counterpart, Ornelas, at first. The Rough Riders down quietly. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base in the first inning, and they trail 1-0 as we roam to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness! Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off! The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record!
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rock Hounds of the run in the top of the first inning, and we go to the top of the second. Rough Riders trailing 1-0. Avery Weems back to the hill, surrendering an RBI single to Kyle McCann in the first, and he faces the bottom third of the order. William Simonite, Austin Beck, and Chase Calabui. Weems with 18 pitches, 14 for strikes in that first frame. Simonite, right-handed batter. Weems, the lefty, peels back, and he offers in. A slider down low and inside. It's actually the curveball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Simonite was a thorn in the side of the Rough Riders last night. The catcher with a couple hits, a single and a double. He also walked the 1-0. On the outside edge for a called strike, and it's 1-1. We talked about it a little bit pregame, Chris, but what a start yesterday for Zach Kent. He goes 6 2/3 innings, allowing 3 runs, a very misleading line. The 1-1. Way high and outside, all the way back to the backstop. Fastball slipped out. It's 2-1. 10 strikeouts, a season high for him. And he exits with the loss. He allowed all three of those runs in the seventh.
That's the toughest part, is you get a loss for an effort like that.
2-1. Outside corner, a strike. 2-2.
But someone's got to.
Yep.
You take away from it what you want to take away. It's not going to matter to anyone except to your pitching coach and yourself and the rest of the organization what you take away from it, and the right eyes are going to see the effort that Kent had last night, which was a really strong one.
Weems the 2-2. Strike 3 called. Ring him up on the inside corner. Frozen with a fastball. Third strikeout for Weems. One away in the second inning, and Austin Beck stands in. 1-0 Midland. Love to see those outings by a guy like Zach Kent. He's had some up-and-down outings this year, but he was really good yesterday. Rough Riders just couldn't produce on the offensive side. First time all season that they were shut out yesterday. First offering. Beck takes a heater on the outside corner for a strike, actually. It's the off-speed, and it's 0-1.
It was just tough to see. You had a lot of scoring opportunities that we were able to see, especially the first.
0-1. This is down low and inside, and it's 1-1. And the first inning, Rough Riders had the bases loaded, nobody out, couldn't push a run across. This has been a very good, consistent offense all season long. Weems the 1-1. A line drive in a right center field, chasing Stowers back to the warning track, looking up, it hits off the base of the wall. Beck around first on his way to second, he slides safely into second with his first career double-A hit. Started 0-for-8 here at the double-A level through the first two games of the series. This time he gets a fastball down the heart of the plate, rams it into the right center field alley the other way.
Good charge on it. I want to talk about the throw from Josh Stowers on his back foot. no bounce, got it literally right to the midsection glove of Johnny Ornelas. It's going to be something that doesn't show up, but that's a really strong arm in right field.
He has a very strong arm. Baseball America has him with the best arm in the Rangers organization. He showed it off there. Kicking a look back towards Beck at second base as Chase Kalibwig is in from the left side. Rough Riders stats and info doing a little digging on that shutout from last night. Rough Riders 59 games before they got shut out this year. The pitch rides inside on him, and it's one ball and no strikes. That's the longest stretch before a shutout in franchise history. It's only the third time in franchise history that the Rough Riders had not been shut out through 12 games into the season.
Wow. Did you give a tip to that stat guy?
The 1-0 is fouled straight back, and it's one ball and one strike. Yeah, had to tip him good.
He deserves a raise.
Yeah. Rough Riders had two seasons where they went into the 40s into the games before shutout, but everything else was right around single digits. Three seasons where the Rough Riders were shut out on opening night. And you look at that and you say, well, how much does that stat really mean? Of course, it doesn't really mean a lot. Weems looks back towards second, kicks home the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch off the outside corner, 1-2. 1-0 Midland, top of the second, runner at second, 1-0. The biggest thing, though, is the Rough Riders offense has just been that good this year.
Especially lately.
Especially lately. Frisco is on pace to set a franchise record for most runs scored in a single season. 1-2. Ground ball to the right side, picked on a backhand by the first baseman Krim. Underhand flip to Avery Weems. He crosses first base in time for the out. And there are two away. Beck down to third. And a very nice 1-3 connection from Krim to Avery Weems, covering his position well. Rough Riders pitchers were working on the PFPs, pitcher fielding practice, before today's game. It pays off here in the second. Beck down to third, two outs. 1-0 Rockhounds, and here's Max Schumann at the top of the card. Pull side shift for the right-handed batter on the infield. And the first offering. Slips low in the dirt, and Watley blocks. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders lead the league in home runs. They're sixth in all minor league baseball in OPS this year. By the way, they're also seventh in the minors in homers. This has been a Rough Riders offense that has been incredible this year. 1-0 pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. But through the first two games of this series, just three combined runs. They went down in order in the first. Weems trying to hand it back to that offense. 1-1 toss to Max Schumann. Rides inside and low off Watley's glove. Two balls, one strike. Talking to Jeff Andrews, Riders pitching coach, earlier today about Avery Weems, he said a few different things. He likes to see that fastball-slider combination really come into play, and the biggest thing for Weems is throwing that slider for a strike when it needs to be and then throwing it out of the zone when it needs to as well. But also just needs a bit of luck. 2-1. Grounded to third. A nice sliding stop by Jax Biggers from his backside. Throws on to first, not in time. Gets away from the first baseman, Blaine Krim, down the line. Schumann up to second, and he stops right there. Austin Beck comes in to score, and it's 2-0. Oh, a great sliding stop by Jax Biggers. The throw was just up the line and not in time. And Max Schumann runs very, very well. It'll be a base hit and an RBI, and then the throwing error from Jax Biggers. That allows him to move up to second base. 2-0 Midland here in the second.
Just didn't know if he had time. I mean, he tried to gather as much as he could and just get it across the diamond. I think regardless was going to be really, really close, but what a stop. That potentially would have saved two, but you turn an error in as a cost.
Pitch to Harris is down low and inside. One ball, no strikes. That's a good point. It might have been an RBI double anyway.
Yeah.
Still really incredible athletic stop by Biggers, who slid to his right, and usually you see the slide and a pop-up slide, but his knee just kind of stuck into the ground. Made him stumble a little bit as he got up and didn't allow him to get a strong throw across the diamond.
It looked like, as they're meeting on the mound, just the infielders are, it looked like it had so much spin on it up the third base line that it was like it started kind of in the grass, but it was really spinning to the right of Biggers, so he had to make a big effort, not just on a line coming right at him. He had to make an effort to lower his body and then also get the glove across his body and make a really quick reaction stop with it spinning from left to right to him.
And so many external factors, too. You have the runner at third. You have the third base bag right there.
Yeah, what do you do?
Tough play. So it is an infield single. It's the fifth hit today already for Midland. It's a very good hitting team in the Rockhounds. The pitch. Down low and inside to Brett Harris. Two balls, no strikes. It's 2-0 Midland. An air charge to the Riders' third baseman, Jax Biggers. After errorless baseball yesterday, Rough Riders were the best fielding team in the Texas League. That was right before they went on the road trip. 2-0. A drive into left field right at Fabian. He's back a couple steps, and the left fielder makes the catch in a backpedal just shy of the warning track. So a hard hit ball ends up in out number three here in the second, but a run comes across on two hits, one error, and one runner left on base. We're into the bottom of the second inning. Rough Riders trailing 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, CarpetTech's air duct cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from CarpetTech. Call CarpetTech and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trailing 2-0 as we go to the bottom half of the second inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Game three of the six-game series between the Rockhounds and Rough Riders. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Blaine Krim, Dustin Harris, Sandro Fabian lead things off against Colin Palouse, the right-hander. Sat down the Rough Riders in order, including picking up his first strikeout. Righty-righty, first pitch. That's a breaking ball just low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Krim hitting at 286 on the year, 11 homers, 37 runs batted in. Right-hander Palouse ready from the stretch. He kicks home the 1-0. Krim takes a breaking ball, letter high for a strike. One ball, one strike. Krim, Harris, and Fabian, the middle third of the Rough Riders order, have really struggled in this series. 1-1. A drive in a right field, but right at Austin Beck. He comes charging in a couple steps, makes the catch, and there's the first down. Krim now 0-for-7 in the series. And combined between Krim, Harris, and Fabian, if you include that lineout for Krim, they are now 0-for-16 in the set. With four walks combined. Harris has two of those walks. He's riding a 13-game on-base streak into this game. Hitting at 260 on the year, tied with the team high with 11 home runs and 41 RBIs to lead the club. The pitch simmers high off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. 2-0 Midland. Bottom half of the second. One out. Base is clear. From the stretch, Palouse the 1-0 pitch. A high pop-up left side outside of third base and into the seats of foul ball. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders in game one, when they scored three runs, waited a while to get on the scoreboard. It wasn't until a Johnny Ornelas solo home run in the sixth that they found the board. They didn't find the board last night at all. Open stance for Harris, just slightly from the left side. White batting gloves. 1-1. He fouls it away left side. Count rolls to 1-2 on the Rough Riders' designated hitter. Colin Palouse has been very susceptible to left-handed hitting this year. Lefties hitting at a 354 mark against him, as opposed to 272 for righties. The pitch, a breaking ball, tapped on the ground first baseline. Two hops right to Kyle McCann, who picks it off to his left, takes it to the bag himself, and beats Harris. Two up, two down in the second. Five up, five down overall for Palouse. Riders trailing 2-0. Here's Sandro Fabian. Righty against righty. Palouse comes set. He pitches home. Hard ground ball to the left side. That sneaks through into left field. Sandro Fabian has the first Rough Riders hit today. His first hit of the series. Soft ground ball right in between Davidson and Bikina. Third baseman and shortstop. Here's Jax Biggers.
You're talking about the struggles of names of guys that normally do a good amount of offensive production in series, Zach. And I think it's fair to sometimes consider the factors that maybe could lead to that. You know, you think about all the times, the musical chairs in an organization, you move guys around, but you take someone like Ezekiel Duran out of your lineup that's now at the major league level, it could ripple effect, but guys now being forced into different roles offensively.
Pitch home to Biggers. Outside corner, letter high for a strike, 0-1. It's a good point. Duran, one of the best hitters in the Texas League. You take him out, and all of a sudden, things really look different. He's leading all minor league baseball in doubles, hitting 317. One of the best hitters in the minors in the month of May as well. 0-1. Biggers shows bunt, pulls back, and takes down low and inside. Simonite, the catcher, quickly got up and tried to throw back down to first. And Fabian back in easily. Biggers has been a welcome addition, though. You lose Ezekiel Duran, and of course, not equating the two players, but Biggers has reached in all 11 games that he's played so far, a 9-game hitting streak as well. Quick throw over to first, and Fabian's back in. Biggers hitting 310, a home run, 4 RBIs so far during his time with Frisco. Open stance, left side. Palouse, the 1-1. Fits one on the inside corner with a fastball, right at the knees, and it's 1-2.
Good for Jax, too. He was here last year, and just in hearing his personality, certainly a clubhouse guy that just keeps things loose.
Definitely. Rough Riders have plenty of those guys.
No shortage.
Offering in. He chops it right side. The second baseman, Harris, to his left. Picks in shallow right. Turns his body, throws onto first, and gets Biggers for the final out of the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the third inning. Rough Riders down 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Avery Weems back to the hill in the top of the third inning. 2-0 Rockhounds. Take it away, Chris.
Appreciate you, partner. Midland on top, in front, 2-0. That score holds. Rough Rider offense still looking for their first run tonight. Left-handed starter Avery Weems back out on the mound. Looking to keep the Rockhounds off the scoreboard for the first time tonight. One in the first, one in the second. 3-4-5, two up. Here's Logan Davidson, first pitch. The appeal from Casey James, the plate umpire up the line. Isaiah Sparba says that Davidson did not go. One ball, no strikes to the third baseman, Davidson. Weems, lefty-righty, the 1-0. Way outside. Two balls, no strikes. Rangers on the road. They started right around the first pitch as this game here tonight. Still scoreless in that one. Eight combined hits between Texas and Detroit. No runs. 2-0. Weems drops it on the inner edge at 90 miles an hour. For the first called strike on Davidson, two balls and one strike. Midland out hitting Frisco 5-1. Rough Riders with an error back in the top of the second. They brought in a run. Weems, the 2-1 toss. Looked for the same spot, but the slider ran a little bit too far. Now 3-1 on Davidson. He's 0-1 tonight. Went down watching in the first. One of three strikeouts for Weems. The 3-1 pitch. Inside, squeaks away from Watley for ball four. And there's the first walk of the night. Despite the two runs for Midland on five hits, they have yet to put the leadoff man aboard. But they do it right here to start the third. Davidson at first base. Nobody gone for the designated hitter, Jordan Diaz. Strong showing this season, the OPS over 900 at a 904. And a 310 batting average in the heart of the order. Lefty-righty to Diaz, the pitch. Tap foul at the plate, 0-1.
He came into the season as one of the youngest players in the league, too. He's still just 21.
Yeah, really young, and spent a good amount of time with the Lugnuts last season at the high A level, fit right in there, but still even young at that time. Average age, you could think, ranging anywhere from probably 20 to 22, 23. 0-1. Diaz waves and misses, and it's strike two. 82 miles an hour from Weems. Looking for strikeout number four. Picked up two in the first, one in the second. And a leadoff walk to Logan Davidson. That's where we talked about earlier, where Weems has been really efficient, at least in that end of the box scores for him, is limiting the walks. 0-2. Outside, gets away from Watley. An easy jog for Davidson to second for ball one to Diaz. We say gets away from Watley. It was way outside. An arm side miss for Weems that the catcher Watley did not stand much of a chance to try and get the leather on. Heads up if you're in that first row of seats behind home plate.
That hasn't been usual for Weems. It's just his fourth wild pitch this season.
Yeah, well, in the walks, too, to end the month of May and even into June, he's been really sharp. One ball, two strikes. He'll fire home. High fly ball out to left field. Fabian turns and watches this one leave the yard. It's gone. Two-run shot for Jordan Diaz. His 11th of the season and his second of the series. It gives the Rockhounds a 4-0 lead in the third.
Got it on a 1-2 pitch, too. Hanging off speed right in the middle of the plate. 105 off the bat, 422 feet.
Had to sit and wait on it a little bit, watching the replay on stream. And even adjusting, watching that one in on the outer edge of the zone, still got it at 105. 4-0 Hounds in the third. Lefty-lefty to Kyle McCann, first pitch. Drops it in there for a taken strike one. It was the first baseman, McCann, that got Midland on the scoreboard back in the first inning. 0-1. Swing and a miss for strike two as Weems picking up the pace. Looking for the first out of the third inning. Rough Riders, nobody tossing in their bullpen. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches for the fourth strikeout of the night for Avery Weems, and there's one gone in the third. We mentioned the top four for Midland this week has not changed of Schumann, Harris, Davidson, and Diaz. They've certainly been a force to getting the Rockhounds on the scoreboard and early. Lefty-righty to Marty Bikina First pitch just missing outside. 90 miles an hour, ball one. So with two hits in the first inning and runners at second and first, McCann with an RBI knock, 1-0. Ripped in a left field on a sharp line, tailing away from Fabian, it's a base hit. Bikina takes the turn and then scatters back on a sharp throw back in from Fabian in left field. Second hit of the inning and the first of the night for Marty Bikina. A one-out base runner for William Simonite. Sharp contact tonight for Midland hitters. And Bikina, where he placed it, to the right side towards the corner from the left fielder Fabian, thought maybe two. The strong relay back in, said no chance. Back to first for him. Lefty-righty to William Simonite. Weems fires home. Drops low of the zone. One ball, no strikes to the catcher, William Simonite. Went down watching to start out the second inning. Zach mentioned he was a thorn yesterday, and he certainly was at the bottom of the order. Tonight, batting seventh. Last night, a double for him. 1-0 pitch. Cracked left side, chance for two. Ornelas to second for one. Down to first. Simonite beats it out. And he's safe at first base. Bikina forced out at second, but William Simonite, the catcher slash infielder, showing some speed. It was a slow roller. Ornelas had to fire a seed to Foscue, and the relay to Krim at first base was just too late. Credit the catcher Simonite for getting there. Here's Austin Beck.
I think that's the only runner you try to turn to in that situation on.
Lefty-righty to the outfielder Beck. The pitch down and in. Watley has to slide to his left and knock it down. Ball one.
It's another play that most shortstops would just go to first on. A very athletic play by Ornelas to turn his body while charging in. Turn his body, throw to second.
We've certainly raved Johnny Ornelas at the shortstop spot. Lefty-righty on Austin Beck as Weems checks first and now kicks home. 1-0 misses outside. Now two balls, no strikes. A position to start the year that we knew was going to have a lot of traffic to start the season. Just from the AA on up, the infield, especially the middle infield, was going to be pretty busy. Johnny Ornelas has fit right in. 2-0 toss from Weems. Right back to Ornelas, a shortstop. On a knee, he'll throw to second. Foscue gloves it, realizes it's a third out. And eats it for out number three.
Oops.
Force out at second base, and Simonite, the final out of the top of the third inning. Two runs come in on the 11th knock of the season for Jordan Diaz. 4-0 Midland, home half of the third inning, and the Riders needing runs on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Two more runs in for the Rockhounds in the top of the third inning on a two-run shot from Jordan Diaz. It's 4-0 Midland out hitting the Rough Riders 7-1. Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you from Riders Field. And a beautiful night to be in the Lazy River. Boy, is it packed. A lot of traffic out there for another thirsty Thursday. Colin Palouse, the righty starter for the Hounds on the mound. The first pitch, Josh Doris lifts it high in the air to shallow left field. Chase Calabuig in there, gets the glove up and makes the catch. One pitch and one out for Palouse and the Rockhounds defensively. 8-9-1 for Frisco, and Stowers retired.
Well, sometimes you say a pitcher needs a quick inning. You know, a lot of pitches, that has not been the case for Colin Palouse. That's 22 pitches now through 2 1/3 innings. That is ultimate efficiency.
Yeah.
Guy who's been a fly ball pitcher all season long.
He went, 9 in the first and 12 in the second. First pitch to Matt Watley. Middle fastball at low 90s, taken for strike one. You mentioned that. That's just a second out of a ball in the air by the Frisco hitters. Everything else has been rolled over. 0-1. Watley watches it into the zone on the outer edge. Quickly, no balls, two strikes to the Rough Riders catcher, Matt Watley, his first at-bat tonight.
We talked about it this season. Usually to be dictated as a ground ball or fly ball pitcher, you're around the 45% mark. He's 46 fly ball this season, so that's a fly ball pitcher.
0-2. In the air, shallow right center field, and this will be Beck's ball charging in. And the right fielder makes a running catch in the alley for the second out. How about four pitches, all strikes for two outs?
25 pitches, 18 strikes now. He has been in the zone, and he's been very efficient. He's had two-ball counts this year, or this game, I should say. It's just the first two batters of the game, everything else. Just a one-ball count or none?
The first one is to J.P. Martinez. He stands in now. Righty-lefty, the first pitch to him. Swing and a late miss for strike one. Was waiting for the off-speed stuff that we've seen from Palouse tonight. The fastball just straightens you out at low 90s, that time 92. Look over the left shoulder and the 0-1 to Martinez. Swing and a miss, went back to the heater, and Martinez couldn't catch it. And quickly, no balls, two strikes to the Rough Riders center fielder. William Simonite, the catcher tonight, was at first base a night ago in his series debut. 0-2. Inside. Palouse actually ticked up the fastball to 93, but ran it a little in on Martinez, and the at-bat stays alive. Justin Foscue on deck. J.P. Martinez, one of just three lefty hitters on the Riders card. Palouse, the 1-2. Poked in the air, foul territory towards the concourse. Count stays, one ball, two strikes. Rough Riders, in terms of their last 10, the coldest team in the Texas League, as they're trying to look for that consistency that they were reeling off to begin the year. And it came on the road. But when you're looking at 12 away from Riders Field in Wichita, and then against Amarillo at Hodgetown, that's a daunting road trip. 1-2 pitch. Back over the net. Thought we'd hear a contact. Just snuck below us, the overhang, to the second level of suites, and it's still one ball, two strikes. Nobody up for the Rough Riders pen. Expecting to see Avery Weems for the fourth. 4-0 Midland, and the 1-2 pitch home. Looped in the air towards the right side and skips off the trim of the grass into the right field for a base hit. Second hit of the night for the Rough Riders, and J.P. Martinez with his first of the game. Two out, base hit. Second hit of the series for Martinez. He was busy in game one, but no hits. A walk, and then reached on an error in the seventh and the ninth back on Tuesday. Here's Justin Foscue, who will step out from the right side. Casey James, the plate umpire, calling for a new pitch clock as Palouse, the right-handed Midland starter, now ready. Martinez at first, the first pitch to Foscue. Tipped back to the net. No balls and a strike to the second baseman. Foscue went down swinging in the first. He had the longest at-bat against Palouse tonight. Five pitches. Four-pitch ABs twice, but until the third. J.P. Martinez working the longest. A six-pitch at-bat results in a base hit. Palouse sets the 0-1 pitch. Martinez going for second. Misses high. The throw down. Not in time. A little bit of a high throw from the catcher, Simonite. And Harris had to bring the slap a long way, and Martinez able to get in there. That's his 22nd swipe bag of the season and just got it in. That's a great look by Isaiah Sparma, the first base umpire. And Martinez in scoring position, the first Rough Riders base runner to do that tonight. One ball, one strike to Justin Foscue. The pitch to him. Chopper left side, foul. And now one ball and two strikes. Palouse has limited base runners this season, but the earned run average over a 5 entering tonight. The whip of a 1.48. He's just been on the winning side of things. Picked up 3 quick wins to begin the year. Rattled off 3 consecutive to end the month of April. 6 innings, 7 innings, 7 innings. A combined 5 runs in those 3 starts of 20 innings. The 1-2. Boy, just missed outside. Cold take by Foscue, but a sharp eye to even up the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. In that stretch to end the month of April for Palouse, 12 strikeouts, just 3 walks. Limiting the traffic flow on bases. 2-2. Chopper left side, right at Bakina. The shortstop gloves it. Long throw across, and it pulled McCann off first base, and Foscue's save. Martinez down to third on the oops by the Midland infield. And that keeps the inning alive for Johnny Ornelas. Just a throw that ran to the left and really a huge effort by the listed catcher McCann at first base to get leather on it, prevent Martinez scoring from third. Go down as the first error by Midland tonight on an E6. By Bakina. Here's Johnny Ornelas. Righty-righty matchup with runners at the corners, 2 outs. Rough Riders looking for their first run. The pitch outside. 1 ball, no strikes. We mentioned the at-bats for Palouse tonight and how nothing had been longer than 5 pitches. But a 6-pitch at-bat to Martinez and a 5-pitch at-bat to Foscue, both reaching base. Palouse will step off from the rubber, working with the runner on each end of them with 2 outs in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Midland out hitting Frisco 7-2, but both teams now with an error assessed to them. 1-0. Outside. Throw back to third. It got off the glove of Davidson and leaks into left field. Martinez scores from third, and the Rough Riders on the board in the bottom of the 3rd. 4-1. Hounds lead it, but the 2nd error of the inning. It's the first Rough Rider across home plate. Throw by Simonite. That was certainly a risky run on one, and he rolled the dice. And it cost him. Foscue, in the meanwhile, down to second. 2 balls, no strikes to Johnny Ornelas. Palouse the pitch home. Lifted high in the air out to center field. Schumann turns his shoulder. He's retreating towards the wall and makes the catch. Ornelas gives one a ride to straightaway center at 101 off the bat, 389 feet. But to the deepest pocket of the park, it's hauled in by Schumann for the final out. Rough Riders do get that first run on 2 Midland errors, and that ends the action in the 3rd. 4-1, Hounds in front of the Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Lefty starter Avery Weems back on the bump for the fourth. Rough Riders on the scoreboard with a run across in the third. And Midland in front, 4-1. First pitch to Chase Kalibweg is rocketed up the first baseline. He's looking for two. Stowers relays it back into the diamond, but a leadoff double for the bottom of the order. And the left fielder, Chase Kalibweg, with his ninth double of the season. That was the slider by Weems, but a little bit high and a little bit over the heart of the zone. And left it really playable for Kalibweg to put it in play. 4-1 Hounds as we came back to the inning saying. Two mistakes by the Midland defense. And both on the infield back in the bottom of the third. Here's Max Schumann, the pitch. Shows bunt, drops it down up the third baseline, but it rolls foul. And Jax Biggers, just for good measure, gives it the old soccer kick towards Bobby Crosby, 0-1. J.P. Martinez got the inning alive with two outs, got a base hit. Down to second on an E6. Was able to get to third and then scored on a William Simonite error throwing down the line. E2. No balls and a strike to the center fielder, Schumann. Kalibweg at second base. Weems set at the belt, looks to second, and now rocks home. Tapper foul at the plate. Quickly, no balls, two strikes. To Max Schumann, native of Portage, Michigan. We gave him the run through a little bit yesterday out of Eastern Michigan in the 20th round in 2018 by the Athletics. And a really interesting story, he has steadily trended upwards. Sometimes you see guys excel at the low A or A short, A full levels as they go through the system. They kind of meet their talent level. 0-2. Down and in, blocked behind the plate by Watley. It keeps Kalibweg at second. Now 1-2. It's been a reverse effect on Schumann since he joined the A system. In the New York Penn League in 2018, finished with a 1.95 average in 45 games. 31 strikeouts for him in those 45 games, but he swiped 11 bags, only caught once. The 1-2 pitch outside. Heater at 93 to even up the count. Two balls, two strikes. Then in 2019, played for one Midwest League team in Beloit. This was when the Oakland A's Midwest League team at the time, it would be the High A Central in 2021, but at the time it was Beloit. Last season it was Lansing. The 2-2 upstairs. Three balls and two strikes. With Beloit, Schumann 256, certainly better than 195 a year ago. The on-base percentage increased, and the slugging really jumped. 29 doubles in 2019 compared to one in 2018. 3-2 pitch inside for ball four. And Weems lost him. Runners at second and first now. Nobody out. Here comes the second baseman, Brett Harris. And that's where Schumann really shined. 2021 with the Lugnuts in 54 games, he swiped 34 bags. He spent time in Midland and then finished at the AAA level with Las Vegas as well. When 2021 for Schumann was all said and done, 52 stolen bases. First pitch from Weems to Harris is in there for a take and strike one. So he finished as an organizational all-star. No balls in a strike for Weems as he's got runners at second and first. Nobody out. Top of the fourth. 4-1 rock counts. The 0-1 pitch. Harris waves and misses at the second offer. And it's no balls, two strikes. One for two tonight. Base hit in the first inning and a line out to end the second. Right at Sandro Fabian in left field. Weems a long look in. Eight hits allowed tonight. And it's a new career high. No balls, two strikes, a pitch home. Chopper foul. Two hops over towards the Riders dugout, and the count stays 0-2. Tyler Thomas, the left-hander warming for Frisco. Starting to see action in the pen. I'm kind of taken back by the lazy river. I know we touched on it earlier, but it's for sure the most that we've seen on a Thursday night tonight.
Can't even see any water out there.
I know. 0-2, upstairs. 92 on the fastball. One ball, two strikes to the second baseman, Harris.
That's a party out there.
Rowdy at the river on Thursday nights. It's Thirsty Thursday for the ballpark. But Rowdy at the river is something special if you haven't tried it yet in the North Texas Metroplex area. Weems the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss in the dirt for strike three. Got Harris chasing and retires him on strikes for the first time tonight. For Weems, tallied up to five strikeouts. And there's one gone in the fourth. There's a good down action on the slider right there. Harris tried to go down and find it, but no chance. Out number one in the fourth inning. Here's Logan Davidson.
It's just $25 to go out there.
It is.
And really good drink prices as well.
So basically, yeah, $25 gets you in the game. You get the $2 domestic drafts, $2 Blue Northern Hard Seltzers, and then Lazy River access. Lefty-righty to Davidson as Weems checking second once, twice. Now the pitch home. Down and in. There's a slider again. Davidson not sold. He walked back in the third inning to begin the top of the third. One ball, no strikes to him with one out.
Access to the bullpen bar over there down the right field line, too. Play some cornhole. It's a good area over there to enjoy a ball game.
The cornhole is kind of, from our vantage point, hidden, but right behind the bullpen bar, 1-0. Wave and a miss for strike one. Seating, it's like turf.
Yeah.
The cornhole boards, it's really nice. That's only something that you got to basically get up from your seat, kind of walk around the park, and you're like, I had no idea this was back here.
See, they got a disco ball out there now.
That plays to you.
Absolutely.
You're a disco dancer.
Just get me out on the floor, man.
Right. The 1-1. Down and in again on the slider. Weems working two balls, one strike. He entered the inning with almost 60 pitches in his three frames. 18 in the first, 19 in the second, 20 in the third. Approaching his 15th in the fourth. Two balls, one strike to Logan Davidson, and two aboard with one out. The 2-1. In there, taken. Called strike two, and the count's even. Went back to the fastball as Tyler Thomas continues to get loose. Rough Riders would look to swap left-handers whenever the night comes to a close for Weems. He comes set at the belt. The 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. Davidson froze on the heater at 93 and back-to-back punch-outs for Weems. He's got six on the night. Two gone in the fourth.
Jared's going to let him go. You like it.
There's a tough matchup for him and Jordan Diaz now. At a two-run homer back in the third inning, it was a 2-0 ball game. They were leading on the Rough Riders offense to try and get things going. They did give you a run in the bottom of the third, but in the top of the inning, two-run blast by Diaz to make it 4-0 at the time. First pitch to him. Down and in. Taken for ball one.
That's 74 pitches now for Weems. He went 78 in his last outing and his season high 89 against Tulsa in 4 2/3 innings. Really love to see him get through this fourth.
He's got two aboard and two outs to Diaz. Looks over the 1-0. Punched the strike zone at 92 inside. The count flattens, one ball, one strike.
With that being said, though, with the three new arms coming in for the Rough Riders bullpen, the bullpen is very well rested right now. So things are looking good on that front.
1-1 pitch. Down and blocked by Watley behind the plate. Two balls and a strike. Joe Corbett making his debut yesterday. Josh Smith doing the same as well. We spoke with Josh on the pregame show and just said, what was it like? You know, you cracked the double-A level. What's it like? You get to the level for the first time. He says you always want to do the same thing. It's still the same sport, but it obviously gets more complicated from high A to double A. He says your heart starts beating when you get later in the game. You know your time's coming. 2-1. Casey James says good for strike two at 92 from Weems. Approaching 80 pitches tonight. Even count, two on, two out. 4-1 Rock Collins. And the lefty starter, Avery Weems, looking to keep it that way. He comes set. Kicks a break-even pitch. Just missed it. Counts full.
Fastball just missing down and in. Hasn't really been a strike all night, but a good pitch. That's a good miss.
That's a really good take from Diaz. Three balls, two strikes. Weems shaking off Watley. And now we'll step off. Big spot in the ball game. Even though top of the fourth inning, Midland has scored early and they've put themselves in front with early starts. Weems a 3-2 pitch. Runners go. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him chasing down and in. After the double and the walk to start the fourth, Avery Weems strikes out his final three batters faced in the inning and give him seven punch-outs tonight. Two stranded in the fourth for Midland, and Avery Weems able to keep the Rockhounds off the scoreboard. 4-1 Midland as we go to the home half of the inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa. And pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Lynn Krim standing in to begin the action in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch from Colin Palouse freezes him inside and backs him off the plate. Ball one. Chris Jared, Zach Bigley with you from Riders Field. 4-5-6 for the Riders. They trail it 4-1 to Midland. The 1-0. In there on the outer edge. Fastball at 92. Krim stares at strike one. Pretty wild bottom of the third. Pair of errors brought in J.P. Martinez. The 1-1. Just missing down and away. Krim working with a two-ball, one-strike count now. Colin Palouse got two outs in four pitches to the bottom of the order. Stowers, Watley both flying out. Stowers to left, Watley to right. J.P. Martinez base hit. The 2-1. Again missing outside. Krim a little more tempted this time, but kept the bat on his shoulders. And it's now 3-1. Haven't seen a walk from Palouse yet. This is the first 3-1 count we've seen him working with. He comes set. Righty-righty to Blaine Krim, the pitch. High fly ball out to left field on a sharp line, and that one in a big hurry out of here. Yeah. 12th knock of the season for Blaine Krim at 394 feet. Rough Riders get a run back. It's 4-2. Little jolt in the arm for the Frisco offense, hopefully.
Boy, do they need that. Getting shut out last night. Their first time not hitting a home run after 10 games in a row with a homer. And Krim's back in the action.
A little life in the ballpark after the Rock Counts have taken the first two games. 6-3 on Tuesday. 4-0 last night in the first blanking of the season. Now here's Dustin Harris, the first pitch. Popped foul over the net. And it's 0-1.
Got a 3-1 fastball, and that's the first fastball that he's pulled for a home run this year. It was a 93-mile-an-hour heater at the top of the zone, and was able to get the barrel to it, and that was a line drive homer. 105 off the bat.
One of the few guys you'll meet that isn't satisfied with the 11 home runs coming into tonight. 0-1 back to the net. And the fact that he says he's pulling everything off speed, pushing everything that's a heater. He wanted to pull more. And an interesting thing to be having a gripe about, but sure, he's happy about that one.
He knows exactly what he's capable of offensively, and it's a lot.
Righty-lefty to Dustin Harris, the 0-2 pitch home. Swing and a miss, chase the high heat. Just the second punch out of the night for Palouse, and there's one gone in the fourth. Here comes Sandro Fabian. Rough Riders got a solo knock from Johnny Ornelas on Tuesday and a double from him as well. Three extra base hits for Frisco on Tuesday, none last night. First pitch to Fabian's blasted up the third baseline and tails foul. Oh boy, did he get a strong hold of that one. 404 feet up the third baseline. Missed the foul pole by a good margin. I don't think that kid's going to find that ball. A one from Palouse. Fouled over the net. Quickly 0-2 to the left fielder, Fabian. The youngster in a dead sprint for the foul ball. He must have heard it. But if not, I think that one's far out of here. That one was headed towards your car.
Hey, come on now. Could be your car.
0-2 pitch. High and inside. Touched them back from the plate. Count now 1-2 to the left fielder, Fabian. He had the first base hit for Frisco back in the second. 4-2 Rock Counts in the bottom of the fourth. As we're a quarter past eight. The 1-2. Back to the net. Still 1-2. Fabian had to sit back on it. Just skipped the ball off the top of the bat. Palouse, the first trip through the order, really solid. Only one hit allowed, no runs, but on the second pass through, that's when the ball has been put in play. 1-2 to Fabian. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs for the righty starter, Colin Palouse. He had just one, and it came all the way back as the second out in the first inning, but two quick ones here. Two gone, bases clear in the fourth for the third baseman, Jax Biggers. We're looking through old archive stats for Zach Plunkett and his time at Arkansas last night. Jax Biggers, former Razorback, first pitch to him. Right back up the middle and into center for a base hit. Biggers took a turn at first as it died right in the shallow spot of center field, but he'll stay there. And that's a 10-game hit streak for Jax Biggers. That one sounded hard off the bat, but came back at 66 miles an hour. Just hit it in a strong spot. It gives Josh Stowers an at-bat. More on the Arkansas vein. They'll start the College World Series tomorrow. Arkansas is still in the hunt. First pitch to Stowers. Breezes him back right side. Ball one. Lot of action in the College World Series in front of us. Of course, a little closer to home. Texas A&M. He'll be in the mix. Palouse working 1-0. Snaps a throw to first, and McCann got the glove on it. Still one ball, no strikes to Stowers. He's 0-1 tonight. First pitch he saw, pushed it out to left field. That began the third inning. Palou sets. Now the 1-0. Ripped into left, past the glove of Davidson and rolling towards the corner. Biggers trying to put the burners on. He's headed for third. Calabweek plays it back in. Biggers looking for home, and he's in there standing. RBI double for Josh Stowers. 4-3 Midland as the Rockhounds having their lead dwindled in the fourth inning. Stowers jumping on that one at 104 off the bat and just dropped it in the corner. And for Stowers, it's his fifth double of the season to bring in Biggers all the way from first. We see a trip to the mound now. Chris Smith, the Midland pitching coach, wanting to have a word with Colin Palouse, who had been strong through the first trip of the order, as we've touched on. 4-3 Rockhounds with a solo shot from Blaine Krim to begin the inning. Back-to-back punch-outs for Palouse before Biggers getting aboard. And then Josh Stowers jumping on the 1-0 toss. Bottom of the order and Matt Whatley as the conference comes to a close. And Whatley with an RBI opportunity. Tying run and Josh Stowers at second. Left side of the infield favoring the pole side for the right-handed hitting catcher Whatley. Palouse coming set, now fires in the first pitch. Lifted opposite way but foul. Owen won the count. Whatley from Claremore, Oklahoma. Played his college ball at Oral Roberts, has some of the best days of his life. You'll get that from a lot of college guys. 0-1 pitch. Just missing outside. Good offer from Palouse, but Whatley wisely watches it miss outside. And the count's even at 1-1. Even count for the catcher, Whatley, with two outs in the fourth. Rough Riders have answered four unanswered runs with three of their own. 1-1. In the air again, late swing, and a foul ball headed towards the seats. It's now 1-2. Whatley this season a 192 average, but has been really highly regarded by Jeff Andrews, the Rough Riders pitching coach, that says he's one of the most detailed catchers, one of the sharpest minds he's worked with from the position spot. Palouse looks at second, the 1-2. Down and away and blocked by Simonite. Count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders approaching the weekend with Cody Bradford tomorrow night, Jack Leiter Saturday night. And no longer have the opportunity, looking forward to Cole Reagans on Sunday to shut it down, but replace it with Tim Brennan. He's been sharp this year. 2-2 pitch. Whatley pokes it in the air up the first baseline, but foul again. The count stays 2-2. Brennan suffering his first loss on Tuesday. That was against Ty Dameron from Midland that threw 6 innings, just 1 earned run, and it came in the 6th from Johnny Ornelas, that solo homer. 3 walks, 4 punch-outs, but just simply kept Frisco off the scoreboard. 2-2 to Whatley. Ground ball, left side. Davidson has it squeaked through his legs. Stowers gets the stop sign at third and trips. He's quickly back to the bag safely. It split the wickets of Davidson at third, but he got just enough of a piece of it to prevent it from leaking into left field. And Whatley safe at first base. It doesn't bring in a run, but it allows the top of the order and J.P. Martinez to have a chance. Rough Riders with the tying run 90 feet away in the home half of the fourth. This has been an exciting game early. Calling an E5 on Davidson, the third baseman. The third of the ball game already for Midland. Righty lefty to Martinez, the first pitch. Inside, backed him off the plate at 93 for ball one. 9 pitches for Palouse in the first, 12 in the second. 18 more in the third inning. And he's got 23 so far in the fourth. 1-0 to Martinez. Tipped into the glove of Simonite for strike one. Counts even. Stowers at third, Watley at first base. Martinez looking for a chance to get Stowers on the move from third. Palou slowing the pace. One ball, one strike to pitch home. Inside, just missed. Boy, was the pitch clock coming to a quick close. Palou just got it off, and that might have had something to do with him missing his mark a little bit inside for a ball to Martinez. Now 2-1. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Rock counts in front, 4-3 at Riders Field. Palou coming set. The 2-1 pitch outside. Three balls and a strike with Justin Foscue on deck. He had a bases loaded opportunity last night. And if Martinez can get aboard via the base on balls, he'd have another one. The only Rough Riders hitter with a grand slam this season. Palou set. The 3-1 pitch. Lifted in the air and over the net behind home plate. A floater that'll find the seats. Now a full count to Martinez. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Midland bullpen completely idle for Frisco. They've got Tyler Thomas on standby. Payoff pitch to Martinez. Down and in for ball four. And he draws a two-out walk to send Watley to second and load the bases for the second baseman, Justin Foscue. And now we see the Midland bullpen kicked up. No trips to the mound by the Rock Count staff. This is Palouse's action in the bottom of the fourth. Sun continuing to set at Riders Field. The entire field in front of us lit by the lights around the stadium. First pitch to Foscue. Outside and stopped by Simonite, down and away on the heater for ball one. We've been treated to great weather so far this week in Frisco, just in the North Texas area the last span of about over a week. Boy, last weekend was hot. Leaked into this week. Hundreds on the forecast, more of the same, but it's been mid to upper 90s so far this week. Little breeze, feels nice. Feels like summertime. Palou, the 1-0 pitch. But just nibbles the outer edge to Foscue, and the count is now even at one ball, one strike. Turn back to the fastball, and Foscue, a patient at bat. Count is even. Stowers at third, Watley at second. Martinez at first with two outs. 4-3 Midland. The 1-1. Tight inside, and Foscue had to pull the hands back. Palou, fortunate he didn't hit him. Nowhere to put Foscue with two outs and the bases full. Johnny Ornelas on deck. Foscue this season a .262 average. He's got four long balls. Palou will step off. It only benefits the Rock Counts bullpen. They've got a left-hander up and tossing. Looks like Chester Pimentel. The 2-1 pitch. Tries the outer corner again, and Foscue wears it for strike two. And the count back even. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, three on for Justin Foscue in a 4-3 deficit. The Rough Riders stare in the fourth. Palou grinding in this bottom half of the inning. The 2-2 lifted back up the middle towards Harris at second. He fields it, throws to first in time, and that'll do it. Rough Riders strand them full, but they do get two runs across on a solo shot from Blaine Krim, his 12th of the season, and an RBI double from Josh Stowers. Little life for the offense that was blank last night. Midland only in front by a run. 4-3 our score. Zach Bigley back with you. And we start the fifth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders dip into their bullpen for the first time tonight. They bring Tyler Thomas out onto the mound, the left-hander who relieves Avery Weems of his duties. Left-hander for left-hander on the mound. Rough Riders with two runs in the fourth. Had an opportunity for more, but a ground out to second by Justin Foscue to end the inning. They trail 4-3 as we go to the top of the fifth. Kyle McCann to start things off. Left-hander Thomas from the stretch, he fires. Inside, nearly hit him, and it's one ball and no strikes, and the lefty-lefty matchup to start things off. Avery Weems really bounced back well, struck out the last three he saw in the fourth inning. 1-0. McCann ripping a miss at a high fastball. One ball and one strike. Weems finishes with a final line of four innings, allowing four runs, all of them earned on eight hits, tying a career high for him. Struck out seven and walked two. 1-1. Just outside, it's two balls and one strike, so not necessarily the best start for Avery Weems, but one that he finished well, and that's big. Seven strikeouts, one shy of a season high. The offering is right back up the box, past Thomas, fielded by Ornelas behind the second base bag in the shift. He throws on to first and gets McCann, and there's one out. Boy, a hard rip right back up the middle. Thomas tried to field down low to his right side, but got past him. Easy play for Ornelas, though. Marty Bikina hits now, 4-3 Midland leads. So good to see the Rough Riders fighting back and getting a couple runs in the fourth inning. Thomas ready from the stretch of the pitch. He slings it in there on the inside corner for a called strike at the knees. A curveball, and it's no balls and one strike. Rough Riders, in the beginning of the season, had a ton of come-from-behind victories. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Another good one low on the curve, and it's no balls, two strikes. Now trying to pick up a four-run comeback victory. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Tripled up on the curveball. And he strikes out Marty Bikina. 2 outs. What a pitch. Down low and in. William Simonite makes his way to the plate. Simonite 0-2 today. Catcher hits from the right side. Bases clear, 2 outs. Riders trailing by one in the fifth inning. The pitch. Just outside with a changeup, and it's one ball and no strikes. Tyler Thomas on the season has been one of the left-handers the Rough Riders have turned to a lot. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. In situations usually right after the starter comes out. With the Rough Riders making his 14th appearance out of the pen this year. 1-1. Down low and inside, a check swing, and he was able to hold. Two balls, one strike. An 8.55 earned run average for Tyler Thomas. 20 innings, 24 strikeouts, but the big thing, 18 walks. 2-1. Outside corner, belt high, a strike. 2-2. Tucks his glove to his chest, looks in, closes it off from the stretch. 2-2. Down low and inside. Miss with a curve. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Fastball, curveball, slider change for Thomas. Former member of the Chicago Cubs organization, came over via trade to the Rangers. 3-2. Just inside. Oh, that did not miss by much. Ball four. Thomas thought he had strike three. Didn't get the call. If you're watching on stream, we take another look. Ooh, that's pretty close. Coming in from the outside. Onto the right-handed batter's inside corner with the sidearm slinging left-hander. And it just missed inside. So Austin Beck stands in now, right-handed batter. Runner at first. 4-3 Rockhounds, top of the fifth. The pitch inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Beck with his first career double-A hit. It was a double to right center field back in the second. Thomas, the 1-0 toss. Outside with a changeup. 2 balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter at the plate. Outfield plays the opposite way. Infield to pole. Right side of the infield is wide open with Simonite being held on at first. Foskey, the second baseman, playing up the middle. 2-0. Fouled off Watley's glove, the catcher. 2 balls, 1 strike. Thomas has his sign come set. Pitch on the way. High and outside. 3 balls, 1 strike. Chase Calloway on deck in the 9-hole. This is the bottom of the order. 2 hits for the bottom third so far. Both doubles. One from Beck, one from Calloway. 3-1. It foul up over the netting back behind home. 3-2. Rough Riders down the stretch here. The second half of play. We're looking to fight for a playoff spot, but it's going to be a very tall hill to climb to try and make the playoffs. Entering today at 3 games back of first place, tied with Amarillo. Throw goes over to first base, and Simonite's back in with a step and a dive. Rough Riders are not only 3 games back, but San Antonio has the tiebreaker over Frisco because they played 2 fewer games. They have a better winning percentage, even if they are tied in the standings. 3-2, runner goes, swing and a miss, got him with a high fastball. Tyler Thomas strikes out a pair, and a pretty clean inning, just a harmless walk. No runs, no hits, no errors, 1 runner left on base. And we go to the bottom half of the 5th inning, Rough Riders trailing 4-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the 5th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Johnny Ornelas starts it off for the Rough Riders in the home half of the fifth inning. Frisco trailing 4-3. It's Ornelas, Krim, and Harris, 3-4-5 against Colin Palouse, who's back out for the fifth inning in his start. He offers home just a hair outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Ornelas 0-2 today, but he's hit the ball very hard. Fly ball out to the warning track to dead center field. Just missing a home run his last time up. 1-0 toss. Broken bat, ground ball out to the shortstop position. Bikina off to his left. He vacuums it in and throws across in time to get Ornelas. 1 out of the fifth inning for Blaine Krim, who homered his last time up. A line drive home run to left and a 3-1 pitch. He got a fastball and cranked it 394 feet onto the in-touch home run terrace. His 12th home run of the year. It breaks a three-way tie atop the Riders' leaderboards for home runs. The pitch. Fastball simmers on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Came in tied with Dustin Harris and Trey Hare, each with 11 homers, but Blaine Krim retakes the top spot. Here's the stretch. 0-1. Chopper out to third. Two hops. Short pick by Davidson. Off to his left. Sets his feet. Throws on to first and gets Krim. Two up, two down very quickly here in the fifth inning, and that brings Dustin Harris to the plate. The aforementioned man who has 11 home runs, just like Krim did entering today's game. Riders trailing 4-3. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Two outs now. Bases clear. Harris 0-2, a ground out to first base and a strikeout in his two trips. Tall left-handed batter. Palouse's pitch. On the inside edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders in that fourth inning sent eight men to the plate, scoring twice, stranded the bases loaded. 0-1 pitch. A high skyscraping pop-up in the infield. Drifting out into shallow left, Bikina the shortstop, waiting for it to come down. It finally does, just off to his left, into his glove. And he makes the catch to retire the side in the fifth inning. Boy, that thing was hit a mile in the air. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. Down quietly in the fifth inning. And we go to the top of the sixth. The Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds 4-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpetex and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch on the way to Chase Calabwe. This is down and in. One ball, no strikes. We start things off in the top of the sixth inning. A 4-3 score. Midland out in front. Tyler Thomas from the stretch, he offers. Just outside. It's now two balls, no strikes on Calabwe, the left fielder. 1-for-2 with a double in this game. Thomas starting his second inning of work. Walked a batter in the fifth, but otherwise nothing against him. 2-0. High fly ball to left center field. This one's chasing J.P. Martinez back into the left center alley. At the warning track, It's Sandro Fabian, the left fielder, who calls him off, makes the catch. 1 away in the sixth inning, and Max Schumann stands in top of the order. Fourth time through for Midland. This is game three of a six-game series. The Rough Riders trying to snap a mini three-game losing streak. Rough Riders are a game under 500 for the first time all year. First time since the very end of the 2019 season they've been under 500. The pitch, a cut and a miss by Schumann, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders have only had one losing streak of four games this year. It's their longest losing streak. Went from April 22nd to April 26th. 0-1. It slips outside. It's one ball and one strike. Of course, they don't want to equal that here with a loss. But if they come from behind in this one, currently trailing 4-3 as we play in the top of the sixth, it would be their largest comeback of the year. 1-1. Low off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. At one point, trailing 4-0, going into the bottom of the third inning. The Friars have had a couple comebacks of three runs this year, but none by four. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs. Fastball from Tyler Thomas, and it's two balls, two strikes. Trying to climb the hill. Rough Riders being out-hit 8-5 and outscored 4-3. Thomas the 2-2. Down low and inside, three balls, two strikes. Thomas part of a bullpen that was the tops in the Texas League, entering into that Amarillo series where, unfortunately, they really took a beating. He now dropped down to fourth in the Texas League in ERA as a bullpen. 3-2. Fouled away right side. Still three balls, two strikes. Rough Riders bullpen ERA at 4.78. As opposed to a 5.82 starters ERA this year. Payoff on the way. Just a tick low. Ball four. Second walk issued by Tyler Thomas. That brings Brett Harris to the plate with one out. Riders trailing 4-3, top half of the sixth inning. For that bullpen, still a bullpen that has pitched very well this year. When you think of 4.78 ERA, that seems kind of high. Well, you also have to take into account that there are a lot of ballparks in this league that play very offensive, including here in Frisco. Pitch to Harris. That's in there, right down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Fastball from Thomas on the first offering. Harris 1-for-3 today. Rough Riders, here at home especially, have allowed a lot of home runs on the pitching side of things. Throw goes over to first base. Krim receives, and Schumann's back in there easily. They've also hit a lot of home runs here at home. It's just a ballpark, especially with the winds the way they were in the early part of the season. 20-mile-an-hour plus winds almost every day. 0-1, high and away. It's now one ball and one strike. You had a lot of homers. That's just kind of the way it was here. Balls flew out of the park at an extremely high rate. On the pitching side of things for the Rough Riders, they've allowed 41 home runs at home, just 28 on the road. Kicks home. Swing and a miss. Upstairs and a breaking ball, and it's one ball and two strikes. On the offensive side, the Rough Riders, who have really hit homers everywhere they've gone this year, have pounded out 37 of them here at home. 1-2. Rider foul, third base side. Still ball and two strikes. That's 37 home runs in 29 games entering tonight. Well over one a game. And add another one with Blaine Krim's solo shot back in the fourth inning of tonight's contest. 4-3, Midland leads. Top of the sixth, one out. Runner at first. One, two. High off the outside corner. We're even at two balls, two strikes. So the league numbers are really a little bit more inflated. Texas League, in terms of AA leagues, there are three of them, always has the highest offensive numbers out of any league. The pitch. In the air, right side and foul. That one floats over towards the Midland bullpen. He falls just short of it into the seats. Still two balls, two strikes. Not a very pitcher-friendly league. Guys at the plate like it, though. That's for sure. Rough Riders on pace for the most home runs offensively they've hit in franchise history this year. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Upstairs with the heat. Third strikeout for Tyler Thomas. Two outs, runner aboard. Top of the sixth inning. 4-3. Midland out in front. Logan Davidson in from the right side. The switch hitter has been in from the right side in all three of his trips up. Throw goes over to first. Got him leaning, and he picked him off. Max Schumann picked off at first. That's a beautiful move by Tyler Thomas. Kicked up the leg, and the left-hander slung it on over. Schumann was leaning towards second base, and he's picked off for the final out in the sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom six coming up. Riders trailing 4-3. The Riders Baseball Network.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the sixth inning, Rough Riders trailing by a run. It's 4-3 Midland out in front of Frisco in game three of this six-game series. He's Chris Jarrett. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you as the sun starts to set here in Frisco. Lights illuminating the field here at Riders Field, and really just a very nice night for baseball. Sandro Fabian in from the right side against Colin Palouse, who's back out for the sixth in the pitch. Breaking ball settles on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Belt high to Sandro Fabian. Palouse went seven innings in his last start against the Rough Riders earlier this year in late April. He's back out for the sixth year. 0-1. Chopper foul, third base side. 0-2. He was extremely efficient through his first couple innings. He used 21 pitches to get through the first two innings, but his next toss will be number 81 as he goes here in the sixth. A long third and a long fourth, elongated by errors. 0-2, fouled straight back. Still no balls, two strikes on Fabian. He's allowed the three runs to the Rough Riders, but three errors behind him have made just one of those runs unearned. So two earned against him. 0-2, Fabian pops it sky high, back up this way, off to our left. Hits off the overhang to the left side of us right in front of the control room over in the press box. Still no balls, two strikes.
It just speaks to just mental toughness. I can't believe, 32 pitches in the fourth. He gave up two runs on the three hits, a homer, and then six pitches in the fifth.
0-2. Soft tapper foul out in front of home and off to the left side. Still no balls, two strikes.
Just wears it.
Yeah.
Like, yep, tough inning, come back out for the fifth and roll on, and that he did.
It's really been Colin Palouse, a guy who's seen a lot of baseball, 24 years old, but three-year guy at Wake Forest. He's ready from the stretch. The former ninth rounder deals in the 0-2. A line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrew Fabian with his second hit today. Second time he's picked on left field. Singling through the left side, and Jax Biggers makes his way to the plate. Good start for the Rough Riders offensively here in the sixth, trailing 4-3. That's their sixth hit on the offensive side. It's a good pitch, low and away, and out in front. Fabian able to stick with it, got the barrel to it, and rifled it into left.
And on an 0-2, that's just one that drives you nuts for Colin Pulis. We talk about mental toughness, but a called strike on number one, then four foul balls in a row before a base hit like that. Tough, AB.
Here's Jax Biggers now in the pinch. Slips low and in, one ball, no strikes. This is a guy who will drive you crazy as a pitcher as well. Jax Biggers, a pest at the plate usually. He's singled into center back in the fourth inning, extending his hitting streak to 10 games. He's now reached in all 12 he's played with the Riders. Throw goes over to first, chasing Fabian back in. He has yet to attempt a stolen base this year. Biggers came in to score in the fourth inning on the RBI double from Josh Stowers. Rough Riders then loaded the bases but couldn't push a run across with two outs. 1-0. Biggers shoots the hand skyward on an inside pitch. Two balls, no strikes. Really good scoring opportunity here with the bottom third of the order due up. But you have Josh Stowers on deck who had that RBI double, and Matt Watling. Palouse the 2-0. Inside corner, a strike at the knees. Fastball at 92, and it's two balls, one strike. And Midland has action out of their bullpen. Right-hander Chester Pimentel is loosening. 2-1 toss. A line drive back up the box. That's into center field. Jax Biggers with another hit, and it gets past Max Schumann in center. Fabian up to third. He's getting the wave on home. No relay to the plate. We're tied. Biggers up to second on a single to center. Max Schumann, the center fielder, reached down and went under his glove and behind him. And that allowed Fabian, who was running hard the entire way, to come all the way around from first and score. And Jax Biggers is up to second. It's a tie ball game at 4-4 here in the sixth. What a break for the Rough Riders on the fourth error by Midland in this ball game. No RBI for Biggers. E8 brings a run home. Here's Josh Stowers. The pitch. A fly ball into left center field. Calabuig chasing on. And he comes in to make the catch. There's the first out. That brings Matt Watley to the plate.
Well, that one sounded good off the bat of Stowers. Just, you can't do that by Schumann. And it's been the defense behind Palouse tonight that normally as a pitcher, you just lean on your defense to help you out and make the plays. And it's been really tough mental mistakes. And for the most part, the errors have just linked right up to the run. Sometimes you can make mistakes, and fortunately or unfortunately, whatever perspective costs you or doesn't cost you. And tonight, it's been a direct correlation to the runs.
Now, only one error that hasn't correlated to a run, and that's when Matt Watley reached back in the fourth. He's in from the right side. First pitch. Misses away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Tie ball game at 4-4. Jax Biggers at second. Maybe the last batter for Palouse at 90 pitches. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Watley swings, grounds it left side, through for a base hit. Biggers up to third. He gets the stop sign from Jared Gettert. And there are runners on the corners. Matt Watley singles through the left side. Biggers had to hold up to make sure that it was going to sneak past Bikina and Davidson, the shortstop and third baseman. And not a chance for him to come in to score. But now runners on the edges. And J.P. Martinez will not face Colin Palouse. Here comes Bobby Crosby, the manager. And he's going to take the ball from his right-handed starter. He makes the motion. He'll get the right-hander Pimentel from the bullpen. And a 4-4 ball game. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. One out. And a great scoring opportunity with runners at first and third for the Rough Riders. And the top of the order in J.P. Martinez due up. We'll step aside for a pitching change. Come back after this. The Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Midland turns to the bullpen here in the sixth inning. A tie ball game at 4-4. The Rough Riders trailed at 1.4-0. They now knotted it up. Chester Pimentel is tasked with keeping it right here for the Rockhounds. Runners on the corners for the Rough Riders, one out. And here's J.P. Martinez, who singled and walked to the top of the Rough Riders' order. Colin Palouse out after 5 1/3 innings. Here's the right-hander, Pimentel. He deals home. Martinez takes inside the left-hand batter, and it's 1-0. Pimentel, the 26-year-old, playing in his second season at the AA level. The pitch. Down low and inside, and it's 2-0. Pimentel, this year with Midland, 11 outings, a 7.11 ERA. Played last year with AA Amarillo. The pitch is high and outside, and it's 3-0. Member of the Diamondbacks organization in 2021. Here's the pitch on the way. Strike on the upper edge inside corner. It's now 3-1. Four ball game here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The pitch. Inside to Martinez. Ball four. Bases loaded for the Riders. One out here in the sixth inning, and here is Justin Foscue. Over the last 2 days, this is the third trip for Justin Foscue up to the plate with the bags packed. He is 0-2 so far with a ground out to second in the fourth inning. Yesterday, he struck out. He has the only grand slam on the season for the Rough Riders. Bases loaded, tied at 4 here in the sixth. Pimentel delivers. Breaking ball for a strike in the outside corner. Belt high, and it's 0-1. Foscue 0-3 today. He reached on an error by the shortstop Marty Bikina in the third, looking for his first hit of the series. 0-1. He swings and misses at a high fastball, and it's 0-2. Foscue has 4 home runs this year. It is fourth in Amarillo. A 448-foot shot down the left field line into the parking lot in Amarillo. 0-2 on the way. Swings and misses at a high fastball and strikes out. 3-pitch whiff. Chester Pimentel has out number 2. His first strikeout, and that brings Johnny Ornelas hitting in the 3 spot in today's order. Bases loaded. Tie ball game at 4-4. Ornelas hitting third for the first time this season. He's 0 for 3 today. Pitch home. He takes high and tight. One ball, no strikes. Ornelas, the leading hitter actively in the Texas League. And Manuel Valdez has a higher batting average, but he's up in AAA right now in the Astros organization. Ornelas came in hitting 347. 1-0. Low and outside and misses, and it's two balls, no strikes. Riders and Rockouts tied at 4 here in the 6th with the bags packed, 2 outs. Ornelas has hit his hits in bunches, and he hasn't had a hitting streak of 5 games or more this year. He's currently on a 4-game hitting streak. 3 of them have been 3-hit games. 2-0 pitch. Takes high and inside. 3 balls, no strikes. Nowhere to put Johnny Ornelas, with the bases loaded. And Blaine Crim on deck. Pimentel, one bad pitch away from walking the go-ahead run in here in the 6th. Right-hander ready from the stretch, and the offering on the way. A foul ball back out of play on the right side, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Ornelas trying to do damage with a big rip. Oh, now 3 balls and 1 strike. Ornelas entered into this series 4-for-8 with a home run. 3-1 pitch. He lines it back up the middle into center. Schumann coming on. It bounces in front of him. Base hit. Beers in to score from third. Watley on his heels. He comes across, and the Riders lead 6-4. Two-run base hit to center for Johnny Ornelas, and the Rough Riders have come from behind, trailing by 4 runs to take a 6-4 advantage in the 6th inning. What a huge 2-out knock by Johnny Ornelas, who smashed it to center, and it looked like it might have a chance to hang up against Schumann, but he had to play it on a hop. Watley and Biggers come in. Martinez up to second, and here's Blaine Crim. 3 runs in here in the 6th, and looking for more. The pitch from Pimentel, high and tight. 1 ball, no strikes. So Ornelas, a 5-game hitting streak now for the first time this season. He's aboard at first. Martinez at second. Excellent speed on the base paths. Crim 1-for-3 with a solo home run back in the 4th inning. A 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball low and away. 1 ball and no strike count. Turns to a 2 ball, no strike count. Right on right. 2-0 toss. Outside corner. Just clips the upper edge for a strike. 2-1 on Crim. If the Rough Riders were to hold this lead, it would be the largest comeback of the season for Frisco at 4 runs. Pimentel readies. 2-1 toss. Fly ball foul right side. We're even at 2-2. Pimentel got the fastball up there at 94. Big alley in right center field, the opposite way for Crim. Ready from the stretch, and the 2-2 on the way. Breaking ball popped up. Shallow left field. Bakina, the shortstop, going back in Calabuig. The left fielder makes the call and makes the catch, barely avoiding running into Bakina. And the side comes to a close. But the Rough Riders, 3 huge runs. They tie it and take the lead. It's 6-4 Frisco. We go to the top of the 7th inning. And Chris Jarrett back on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big in Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Anderson on the bump for Frisco as they look to try and tighten it down as we approach the latter innings from Riders Field. 6-4 Rough Riders. Zach mentioned they trailed it 4-0 after two innings. Two more for the Rockhounds in the top of the third. And going to the home half, they got one in the third, two in the fourth, and then the big six to give Grant Anderson the lead. As he begins his night, takes over for Tyler Thomas for Frisco that came in. He relieved the Rough Riders starter, Avery Weems. Thomas goes two innings, two walks, three strikeouts, no hits, no runs in. Anderson facing the middle of the order in the first pitch. Dumps it into the zone, taken for a called strike one. 3-4-5 for the Rockhounds, the third baseman Logan Davidson standing in. Anderson ready, the 0-1. A tapper up the first baseline, but it rolls foul towards the Rockhounds dugout. No balls, two strikes. Davidson tonight, 0-2. A pair of backwards Ks on his line. He walked and came in to score in the third on the two-run shot from Jordan Diaz. He's on deck. Anderson sinker slider change. The pitch home, 0-2 is a tapper. Just got a piece of the bat of Davidson, and it took a hearty chunk from Matt Watley when he is limping and now back down to the crouch and says, get out of here. Waves the mitt back to the Riders dugout when it caught the inside portion of his right foot. That was the pressure foot. Down in the crouch. He's back behind the dish, and Anderson ready for the 0-2 pitch. Here it comes. Flared foul over the net. Goes over the Rough Riders' heads in their home dugout. Still no balls, two strikes. Frisco looking to put an end to a three-game skid and get their first win of the week. The 0-2 downstairs, and Davidson, after four consecutive pitches in the red, he takes one south of the zone. Now one ball and two strikes. Davidson, a first-rounder. He was the A's first pick in 2019. 1-2, tapper back up the middle. Tough hop for the shortstop, Ornelas. Throws to first, got him. Boy, right up the middle, and it got to him quickly on the chop from Davidson. And a backhanded stab from the shortstop, Ornelas, who was basically at about the, what do you call it, the 8 o'clock spot from the second base bag, a little bit in towards the trim of the grass, and had to make a stab and throw to first. He did. One out for Anderson and the Riders defensively in the seventh. Here's Jordan Diaz, the pitch. Popped him up. Anderson can't find it. Watley tosses the mask out. The catcher makes a catch. One pitch, all it takes to retire the designated hitter Diaz, and that's a big out. He entered that AB 2-for-3 tonight with a swinging strikeout in the fourth. He had a two-run shot in the third and a base hit in the first inning. So Watley shaking off that foul ball he took on the right foot and able to give Anderson his second out of the seventh. Bases clear, two gone for Kyle McCann. Anderson coming set in the stretch, the first pitch. Missing inside at 82, the slider crept a bit too far. Ball one taken. Just the second miss of the zone for Anderson this inning so far. A 1-0 toss. That dots in there. Went back to the slider, and it just nibbled the bottom edge of the zone. One ball and one strike. Anderson in his 20th appearance of the season for the Rough Riders. 1-1 toss. Fastball at 95. Missed high and outside. Two balls and one strike. Anderson with his 20th appearance. 2-1 flared foul towards the seats, and that evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. Chase Lee is no longer on the Rough Riders staff. He led the way with 21 appearances this season, and so likely would have made number two had he still been in AA, but we're certainly happy he's not. He's up at the AAA level with Round Rock. So Anderson now wearing that title. For Ozuna, not far behind with 19 himself. We haven't seen him yet this week, but not since earlier. Working two balls, two strikes. McCann will step out from the left side. 6-4 Rough Riders as we start the seventh. And a foul ball got away from a youngster there in center field. So JP had to go back and loop it over the wall to him. Long look in from Anderson. He's got the old stirrups up to the knees. Come set, the 2-2. Fastball just left it upstairs. He liked it for strike three, but instead the count fills up. Two gone in the seventh, and the stretch awaiting the Riders if Anderson can get the final out here in the seventh. 3-2 pitch. Inside, it hit him. Slider crept in on McCann as Anderson tried to breeze a quick pitch across to the first baseman. And he turned his shoulder, and it plunked on the right hip. That puts him at first base for Marty Bikina, the shortstop. Just the third hit batter for Anderson this season. As we mentioned, he leads the Rough Riders in appearances with 20 tonight. Active Rough Riders. First pitch to Bikina. High and outside, ball one. Anderson, a six-pitch at-bat to Logan Davidson, who grounded one up the middle. Ornelas relayed to first. Then one pitch to Diaz. He popped out to the catcher, Matt Watley. 1-0 toss. In there, the sinker catches for a called strike, and it's 1-1. But a six-pitch at-bat to McCann, and the six-pitch in him. 3-2 payoff pitch. Now here's the 1-1. Outside. Slider to Bikina. He liked it, but held up, and it's now two balls and a strike. Anderson went through a long stretch earlier in the season without allowing an earned run. And then he gave up one on May 17th that broke the streak. 2-1, a swing and a miss. Throw down to first, and McCann sliding back in safe. Almost got fried, and a good throw from Watley. The count's even. Two balls, two strikes. 15 pitches for Anderson since taking over for Tyler Thomas to begin the inning. Working on Bikina, 2-2. Righty-righty matchup. And the break-even pitch just missed outside at 94. And another full count for Anderson. When he gave up the earned run on May 17th, it was his first since April 9th. Three-two pitch, runner goes, swing and a miss, strike three, got him. Grant Anderson ends the seventh with a swinging strikeout on the shortstop, Marty Bikina. And a two-out base runner in Kyle McCann is left stranded. No runs, no hits, no errors. Rough Riders hanging on to a 6-4 lead and a chance to add to it when we return after the stretch on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field, gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rock counts keeping the left-hander Chester Pimentel in the ballgame. Dustin Harris leading off the action. The only Rough Riders hitter to not step to the plate in the sixth inning. Eight guys came to the plate, three runs in. First pitch to him. Pimentel breezes Harris away from the left side. 1-0 to the Riders' designated hitter tonight, Dustin Harris. 0-3 night for him so far. 1-0 toss. Back over the net on a foul ball shot. Counts even at 1-1. Would love to get him aboard here. 6-4 Rough Riders lead. Midland scoring those four runs in the first three innings. They've been held scoreless since the third. 1-1 toss. A big floater that just missed the zone of Harris. Now 2-1. Well, we mentioned earlier the Rangers in Detroit. Ezekiel Duran making big Rangers headlines. 2-1 toss. Cranked into right field, but right to the second baseman, Harris. Should have said towards right field. And Brett Harris hauls it in on a sharp liner for the first out. Duran had the bases loaded in the top of the ninth. Rangers trailed 1-0 at Comerica. And Ezekiel Duran brought them all in. His first triple at the big league level. First pitch to Sandro Fabian. Dots the zone. No balls and a strike to him. That score held. Rangers out hit 8-4, but they win 3-1. The 0-1. You bet. Quickly 0-2 to the left fielder, Sandro Fabian. Pimentel locking it down. Six pitches in the inning. Here is the seventh, 0-2. Tapped the bat of Fabian as he checked his swing, and it skipped off the face of the bat that he showed towards the pitcher. It's now 0-2.
Did you see the triple?
I did not.
It was a hard line drive right down the first base line. Just fair.
0-2. Popped in the air up the first base line and headed towards the Rockhounds bullpen. It's a long foul ball, so keep it 0-2.
And I think you and I were in consensus that Ezekiel Duran would become a Rangers fan favorite for his personality, but heck, for his heroics, he might become a fan favorite pretty soon.
Next toss, a tapper by Fabian, and the count stays alive. No balls, two strikes. Yeah, I mean, just a guy like that, especially as when you think of trading away a name like Joey Gallo, the first thing is, well, who do we get for him?
Yep.
What's the return on it? It's this kid named Ezekiel Duran from the Yankee system that's doing the things he's doing. 0-2. Just missed high on the breaking ball for Pimentel. One ball, two strikes.
Think about that trade. You have Duran, who's already played in the big leagues, playing really well. Josh Smith, when he has been up there, is five games. He played really well before getting injured.
1-2. Squibbed up the first baseline in a spinner. That gets Isaiah Sparba active, the first base umpire. Jumped in the air and a little starfish out of him. Still 1-2.
Glenn Otto, who pitched in the big leagues last year, and he had a decent start to this season. He's on the injured list right now, but he's made eight starts this year. And then Trevor Hover, who's having a really good season down in High A.
1-2 toss. Popped high in the air off the bat of Fabian. The pitcher, Pimentel, called off by the third baseman, Davidson, comes in and hauls it in for the out. Two gone. Jax Biggers is next.
Of course, there have been a lot of Yankees fans who have not been too happy with how Joey Gallo's played, but I mean, they are doing pretty well over in the Bronx. If you even count that Gallo hasn't played it really up to his all-star potential, then there are a lot of people here in Texas saying Joey really liked it here in Texas. There's a chance he could re-sign in free agency after this year.
Righty-lefty to Biggers, the first pitch. Drops it in there, taken for a called strike one. Well, what a turnout that would be for the trade. Basically, you get what you get out of it, and then you get the centerpiece out of it and Gallo right back.
Yeah, reminds you a lot of the Aroldis Chapman trade for the Cubs. And
right. 0-1. Biggers turns his shoulders, keeps the bat back. It's an even count.
Gave away some little-known shortstop named Gleyber Torres, who now obviously is a centerpiece in New York. And then, well, the very next year, actually half a year later, they got Chapman right back. The Cubs did win a World Series, so makes it worth it.
Yeah. 1-1. Opposite way for Biggers towards left field, and it just drops fair. Takes a big turn at first and heading for second. Left fielder Caleb Weig will play it back in, and a two-out double for Jax Biggers. He's made a big impression since joining the Rough Riders roster, knowing the piece of Ezekiel Duran would be moving on up. And for Biggers, it's his third double in his 12th game since joining the Frisco club. Should say in 2022, a face that the Rough Riders had last year. Brings that experience back to Frisco in 2022. Here's Josh Stowers now, a guy you could say the same about.
First three-hit day for Biggers as well.
That's big.
Nice.
First pitch, Pimentel leaves it up top on the heater at 93, ball one. That compete with hair out by a hair at first out of you last night.
Do I regret it? Yes.
1-0 outside. Two balls, no strikes. Bottom of the order, and Matt Watley on deck, and the Rough Riders will take any runs of insurance. Still two full innings in front of them in the eighth and ninth. Rock Counts have allowed a 4-0 lead to pass them by. 2-0. Tapper at the plate goes behind the catcher, Simonite. Now 2-1 to Stowers. Rough Riders with one in the bottom of the third, two in the fourth, and then three in the sixth. It was basically fueled by errors in the third and fourth, but in the sixth inning, there was a costly error by Schumann in center. 2-1. That drops the zone on the inner edge. Evens the count, two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders put the bat on the ball in the sixth inning. Blaine Krim got the solo shot in the fourth, but Johnny Ornelas cranked the two-run single. Pimentel sets the 2-2. Outside at 94. And the count to Stowers is full.
Kind of wild with just one unearned run in this game, despite five errors for Midland.
Rough Riders have capitalized on what the Hounds have given them defensively in terms of the miscues. To Stowers, the payoff pitch as Pimentel throws. Popped in the air, behind home plate, and a quick give up by Simonite as it's behind the home plate netting and into the seat, still 3-2. Well, Rough Riders are at a point in this month of June where it's just been a tough month. They closed May and started June on the road, and they've been wearing that slump into the series. 3-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Stowers goes down reaching and leaves Biggers with the two-out double, stranded in scoring position. No runs, but a hit for the Rough Riders. We'll talk about this point in June when we come back for the start of the eighth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to feel the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Anderson on the bump, and his first pitch to William Simonite misses the zone for ball one. We're off and running in the eighth inning at Riders Field. Frisco leading it 6-4. 1-0 toss. That misses inside. Two balls, no strikes to the Rock Counts catcher, Simonite. 7-8-9 due up for Midland in the eighth. Rough Riders lead it by a pair of runs. The 2-0 drops in there. 79 on a tight slider from Anderson. Two balls and a strike to the catcher, Simonite. Went down watching in the second. The 2-1 is up the first baseline, tailing towards the bullpen, where it nestles into. Long foul ball, and the count's even. And then in the third, a fielder's choice that he reached on. Walked and stranded in the fifth inning. 2-2 pitch. Popped high in the air out to straightaway left field. Fabian settles underneath it and makes a catch. Simonite retired. One gone in the eighth inning. Austin Beck is next. Midland entered this series with a really tough record on the road. Entering Tuesday, the Rockhounds were 10-17. Playing away from Midland. First pitch. Outside. One ball, no strikes to Beck. But they've won Tuesday, a noon game, and then one last night. 4-0 shutout against the Rough Riders. Righty-righty for Anderson. Quickly the 1-0. Dumps it in on the outer edge. 80 miles an hour on the changeup, and it's now 1-1. In this series, Austin Beck making his Double-A debut. 1-1. Breaks the bat of the outfielder Beck, and a flare shot that doesn't even get to the coach's box up the first base line for a foul ball. Beck still left with a good amount of the bat, but absolutely chiseled the stick in his hands, or just pieces of the bat bristling off. Kind of flew around the circle around home plate, so hopefully they got all the big pieces. Count is 1-2. Zach mentioned the struggles of Beck earlier in this earlier tonight in the series so far for him, but picked up a double, came in to score in the second inning. 1-2 from Anderson. Called strike three. Nipped the outer edge on the fastball at 95. And there's two gone in the eighth. For Anderson, it's his second strikeout of the night. Chase Kalibwig is next. Well, you couldn't put that pitch in a better spot. Lower outer edge towards the knees of Beck, and he went down watching. Ready lefty to Kalibwig, the pitch outside. One ball, no strikes to the left fielder that grounded out in the second, doubled in the fourth, but was stranded after Avery Weems locked it down in his final inning. The 1-0 toss. That catches the zone. Kalibwig tried to sell it as he scooted way away from the left side, but Casey James wasn't fooled, and now the two exchanging some words. Kalibwig back in. One ball, one strike to him. That one did back him off, and it was inside. Now 2-1. The Kalibwig double in the fourth brought up Max Schumann with nobody out and a runner in scoring position. He walked. Two aboard for Weems in the fourth, and his start, you could tell, was probably coming to a close. 2-1. Ripped up the first baseline right to Blaine Krim, who makes the catch. Couldn't have put him in a better spot. on the lefty, hitting Chase Kalibwig, who pulled it right in the glove of the first baseman, Krim, at 100 miles an hour. And a laser of an out number three in the eighth. No runs, no hits for Midland in the top of the inning. No errors. And the Rough Riders hanging on to a 6-4 lead. We go to the home stretch of the eighth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right-hander in the ballgame for the Rockhounds is Nick Heiberger, native of Charlotte, North Carolina. And he enters in the bottom of the eighth inning for the Rockhounds, who find themselves trailing the Rough Riders 6-4. On Thursday night. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, happy to be with you. Big thanks to you if you're catching Rough Riders baseball. Heiberger been in the athletic system since 2016, a 30th rounder out of Creighton University. And here he is 6 years later. First pitch is ripped in the air off the bat of Watley towards right. And a little flare shot hauled in by Austin Beck. One gone. Love seeing the guys that were late rounders, especially really late rounders. 30th round for Nick Heiberger. 1-1 this season, makes his 20th appearance tonight, 25 Ks and 27 innings. Here's JP Martinez, top of the order. First pitch. Dusts the center fielder back, but it nips the zone for a called strike one. JP grounded out in the first. He's been aboard ever since. Hit in the third, and then a walk in the fourth and the sixth. Oh, 1-2 him. Inside, and how did that not hit him? Martinez, the fleet-footed effort to dance away from the fastball on the left side. And it's 1-1. Heiberger sets from the right side. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss down in the dirt. 86 for strike two. J.P. Martinez leading the Rough Riders in stolen bags. He picked up number 22 tonight. The 1-2 to him. Chopper foul up the first baseline. Kicks off the tarp. Still 1-2. Haven't needed that thing lately, and certainly happy about that.
Knock on wood.
Hey.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, the weather looks really good.
You know, we were talking earlier, you love to see the offense. You love to see the comeback, the six unanswered runs here. But in terms of the playoff picture, looks like it might be just a little bit too late.
San Antonio leading the way. 1-2. Inside, and again, that one almost hit Martinez. It doesn't. Two balls, two strikes. They're taking on Amarillo this week, who's tied with Frisco for second in the South. What's that one look like?
Tied at three in the top of the ninth inning right now. A game being played at San Antonio.
We badly need a Saudis win. 2-2 pitch. Outside, popped out of the glove of Simonite. Now three balls, two strikes.
We talked about this a little bit, but the playoff picture is really odd because you have to be able to hop San Antonio, and you have to hop Amarillo, who's currently tied, as you just said.
Yeah.
So Things are not looking good. This is 9 games left, including today.
3-2 shot foul. Martinez stays alive.
Now, it's not over. That's just for the first half.
Well, and on that point, I liked what Jeff Anders, the perspective he gave. They'd certainly like it. I mean, it takes it off basically the to-do list of the season of make the playoffs, clinch the playoffs. 3-2 inside for ball four. And another long at-bat worked by Martinez, showing you why he's at the top of the order. That's ball four and a leadoff walk. Should say one-out walk. Justin Foscue's next. And just Anders says it wouldn't shatter our hearts. He'd still be determined and, you know, looking at the second half. And for the most part, Frisco now, is in terms of 3 months from now, is going to look fairly different.
Astronomically different. Yeah.
And for the most part, the first half winners are going to look a lot different. Sometimes one of the more over-par teams in terms of performance in the second half. Foscue bounds one towards short. Bakina flips to Harris at second. And there's no relay to first. And so Foscue is there at first base on the fielder's choice. Martinez forced out at second. There's two gone.
And a lot of times in the minors, you see the second half team, who's the hot team, they win it all.
Right. Yeah, they just have the right amount of energy, clicking at the right time. Sometimes those guys that, you know, the success that they had, they go up in the org. They sometimes can come down, not often. But guys that contributed to the picture earlier in the season can sometimes make their way back in. Here's Johnny Ornelas. First pitch running inside and misses the zone on the fastball at 98 from Heiberger for ball one. That's the hottest pitch we've seen tonight. Gives a look over to his dugout. Looks like Midland might have some activity in their pen. In the bottom of the eighth and a 6-4 Rough Riders lead with two outs. Runner at first, the 1-0. Ornelas watches it miss outside. Two balls, no strikes. Frisco certainly in the hunt, but they've struggled to start the month of June. Ending May, starting June with a 12-gamer on the road. 2-0 toss. Opposite end of the bat for Ornelas on a late swing. It jammed him. It was flared over the net behind home plate. 2-1. Saw some good things, saw some bad things. But in terms of the win-loss column, a tough road trip. 2-1 pitch. Taken in there. 97 on the fastball for strike two.
Really some tough losses, too. I think ultimately.
Close losses.
Yeah, ultimately. There was one in Wichita where this man, Johnny Ornelas, tied in the ninth. Rough Riders lost in a walk-off. Riders later lost in a walk-off in a crazy back-and-forth game. Two-run walk-off home run in the bottom of the 10th inning after the Riders had taken the lead in Amarillo.
And then the rain won after, what, five innings? 2-2 a chopper foul, and the count stays even.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the pinnacle of it, where Riders led 10-9. They led 10-7 going into the bottom half of the fourth inning. Two runs for Amarillo, then led 10-9 going into the bottom half of the fifth. And Amarillo scored two runs, taking an 11-10 lead. And then the tarp went on the field and it didn't rain for half an hour. Just crazy.
So tough.
And then the game was called.
2-2. Tapper up the third baseline and it's foul. Still two balls, two strikes.
Now Jared, Riders manager, was very unhappy with that situation, but it became a player safety situation at that point where we had an hour and 44-minute rain delay, and there were talks about that game maybe getting started up back around midnight, but they didn't want to risk the player injuries with everyone just standing around for so long.
Heiberger's 2-2. Way inside, and it almost hit Ornelas. And another escape act. You want no part of that one at 98. The count's full.
98 will leave a mark.
Yes. That one's coming right in at the midsection, lower section, basically between the waist and the knees. Righty-righty, two outs, a 3-2. Down and blocked by Simonite in the dirt for ball four. So Martinez, who was walked, he was on the move to second. That's Foscue, beg your pardon. But nonetheless, Foscue was on the move to second. He'll be there easily. Ornelas drawing the two-out walk. Here's Blaine Grimm. Healthy mustache for Nick Heiberger, but he's got two on and two out in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Grimm hasn't beaten the mustache department.
This is a big mustache battle here.
Grimm's says the man with the mustache.
Grimm's is healthy. Hey, I haven't seen Top Gun yet. Okay, I get the write-off. First pitch. Chopper back up the middle. Harris, the second baseman, in. And just now in a stare-off with Ornelas to second base. And that'll do it. Grimm hops on the first pitch. And a force out at second base by Ornelas to end the action in the eighth inning. We go to the ninth. Rock Hounds down to their final three outs. And the Rough Riders looking to put an end to the three-game skid next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We start the ninth inning from Riders Field. Frisco looking if a 6-4 lead can hold into the ninth. Let's pass it back over to Zach Bigley.
All right, thanks, Chris. For Ozuna on the mound, the Rough Riders, as you mentioned, with that two-run advantage and hopefully in good hands with Fur Ozuna. As a 2-1-3 ERA this year, he has been so good in the back end for the Rough Riders. Top third of the order, Max Schumann, Brett Harris, Logan Davidson against the right-hander. Change-up heavy right-hander Ozuna. Schumann in from the right side. He's reached three times today, a single and two walks. And the initial toss slips low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Fourth pitcher turned two by the Rough Riders today. Good bullpen work. Tyler Thomas and Grant Anderson each with two shutout frames. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss, and a changeup down low and inside, and it's one ball and one strike. And you're going to see a lot of that from Fur Ozuna. He likes to pitch backwards. The changeup is his best pitch. Really good arm side run for the right-hander. 1-1. Inside, and it ran too far inside and hit him with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And so Schumann is aboard to lead things off in the ninth. That one came in and looked like it hit him on the left hand. Oh. He had that changeup. He has that changeup, I should say, at 85. Then he'll run the fastball mid to high 90s. Oh, it got him on the left forearm as we take another look on the stream. And Brett Harris stands in now from the right side as Schumann is getting looked at by the training staff. That's Nick Volker, the trainer who's out there, along with Bobby Crosby, the manager. And it's a leadoff hit by pitch. Brett Harris represents the tying run. It's 6-4. Frisco out in front of Midland, top of the ninth inning. And Schumann's going to stay in the game. That's good to see. 95 off the forearm. Not too fun. So Ozuna puts the leadoff man aboard. And here's Harris, who's 1-for-4, but his single back in the first, the lone hit. He's 0-for-3 since. Ozuna ready from the stretch. And he pitches home. Change up. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. It's interesting talking to Ozuna in Amarillo, because he was fastball slider last year. He added the changeup, and they were looking at the numbers, and they were really effective numbers against especially right-handed batters. 0-1 toss. Change up on a line into center field. That one falls quickly and drops in front of Martinez for a base hit. So a hit by pitch and a single. And there are two runners aboard with nobody out to start things here in the ninth inning. Riders leading by two. And Logan Davidson makes his way to the plate.
This is the difficult stretch of the order for Rough Riders pitchers. I mean, this series, the order hasn't changed for Midland and Schumann, Harris, Davidson, Diaz. The positions have shuffled, but those guys have been the heart of the order, and it's been the head of the order as well that's produced the most.
Got to get Davidson right here. Diaz on deck has homered twice in this series. Right-hander deals to the lefty. Down the heart of the plate with a change for a strike, and it's 0-1. So because those numbers were so good for the changeup for Ozuna, he decided to make that his primary pitch. And he'll throw it over and over and over. He threw five straight changeups in an appearance in Amarillo. He's ready from the stretch. And the 0-1. Inside corner for a strike, belt high with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-2. When you see that changeup with all the movement in 85, then he sneaks that 95 right by you. Has a little bit of two-seam run to it. He's ahead in the count, 0-2 against Davidson. Runners at first and second, nobody out here in the ninth. 0-2. Swinging a foul off Watley. Dipped into the changeup well again, and it's still no balls, two strikes. Davidson batting for the left side for just the second time tonight. Grounded out to short as a left-handed batter against the righty Anderson. Back in the seventh. Went 0-2 with two strikeouts and a walk. So run scored from the right side of the plate. 0-2. Got him swinging on the changeup off the outside corner. One away. First strikeout for Fur Ozuna, and that brings the ever-dangerous Jordan Diaz to the plate. Representing the go-ahead run at the plate. 11 home runs. He hit his 11th tonight. A two-run shot. 422 feet. Righty, righty. Ozuna from the stretch, he pitches. Outside corner, upper edge, a strike. Runners at first and second. Riders lead 6-4. There hasn't been a run scored since the sixth inning in this game. Ozuna deals in the 0-1. Outside, and it's one ball and one strike. And Ozuna is in a big heap of trouble right now. A ground ball would end the game. One-one toss. Broken bat roller out to third. Biggers has it. Only play to first. He slings it on over that way and gets Diaz. Two outs. Two in scoring position now for Kyle McCann. And a two-run game. Ball was just hit too softly to third for Biggers to even think about trying to turn it. He had to charge in. Pickett still on the grass in the infield. And threw on to first for the easy out. So here's Kyle McCann, a left-handed batter, open stance, two in scoring position. Riders lead 6-4 in the ninth. The pitch. Just outside. Changeup misses, and it's one ball and no strikes. McCann, an RBI single in the first. Rough Riders playing to pull on the infield to the opposite way in the outfield. Ozuna's 1-0. Swing and a miss. Change up away, and it's one ball and one strike. Midland down to their final out. Ozuna, a high-pressure situation. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and a fastball high and away, and it's 1-2. Midland now down to their final strike.
Come on.
The 6,123 fans here at Riders Field getting behind for Ozuna. He sets in the 1-2 pitch. Just inside and low, and it's two balls, two strikes. First base is open. Right-handed batting Marty Bakina is on deck. Ozuna pins the glove to his left hip, has his sign from Watley.
comes to a stretch just below the chin, and the 2-2. Strike three called. He got him. Riders win 6-4. For Ozuna, allowed a couple base runners in the ninth, but the Rough Riders had their largest come-from-behind victory of the season as they erase a four-run deficit and win it 6-4 over Midland in Game 3. Perfect changeup right on the outside corner at the knees, and he locks down the victory. Riders win it 6-4. Chris Jared will have the post-game show for you on the Riders Baseball Network when we come back. Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Rough Riders win it on Thursday night, 6-4, our final score as we start our post-game coverage at Riders Field. Chris Jared with you, and the Frisco win, bumping them back to the 500 line. They pick up their 30th win tonight, now 30-30 on the season. Midland at 28-32. The win goes to Tyler Thomas after a four-inning start from Avery Weems. Weems with 7 Ks, 2 walks. He gave up 4 earned on 8 hits. A season high allowed by Weems with the 8 hits. But Tyler Thomas, Grant Anderson, and Fur Ozuna, the combined effort to hold Midland to 1 hit in the final 5 innings. No runs, 2 walks allowed after Thomas. So Anderson, Ozuna, no walks, and then the 7 strikeouts. Midland tonight striking out 14 times at the plate. And Frisco batters, how about this, only 5 strikeouts. They draw 4 walks. And the Rough Riders out hitting Midland 10-9. Rock Counts giving up 4 errors defensively. That had a big factor with the Rough Riders to come back from a 4-0 deficit. They score 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 3 in the 6th. And that was the difference in a big active inning. The loss goes to Colin Palouse, just his 2nd of the season. He gave up 5 earned and 5 in a 3rd innings. And for Palouse, he threw 91 pitches, only 1 walk, punched out 3, and gave up the Blaine Krim home run. Josh Stowers, Jack Spiggers, both with doubles. The Krim homer, his 12th of the season. And the Rough Riders just finishing 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position, but got the hits when it counted. A lot of action tonight on the bases for the Rough Riders. They do strand 17, in terms of left on base, 17 chances with guys aboard to the Rock Counts 22, so not actual men left stranded. But the Rough Riders did have a lot of scoring chances, but their 6 runs, enough to get the win over Midland tonight. We'll go ahead and step aside on the post-game show at Riders Field, come back and take a trip with us around the Texas League, and we'll talk one more time about what the Rangers did up in Detroit tonight. A 2022 Rough Rider with an active hand in a Rangers win at Comerica Park tonight. We'll talk about it on the other end of the break on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
6-4, Riders win on Thursday night. Back with you on the Riders Baseball Network one final time. Let's take a look around the Texas League first. For Corpus Christi and Springfield, they're still in action. Top of the ninth inning, and the Hooks in front, 5-3 the score there. Whoa, Arkansas thumping Northwest Arkansas at Arvis Ballpark, 18-3 the score. The Travelers put up 7 in the third and 11 combined between the second and third inning. Wow. Tulsa and Wichita, 5-4 win for the Drillers at home. Despite being out hit by Wichita 9-8, the Wind Surge committing two errors, and Tulsa with the one-run win despite one in the ninth for Wichita. They couldn't complete the comeback. San Antonio walked it off against Amarillo tonight. 4-3 the final score. They out-hit the Soddies 10-4 at the Wolf. And San Antonio looking like they'll be the team pacing the way to win the first half in the South, which is really tough. And Frisco with the win tonight. 6-4 the final over the Rockhounds. For Texas, they began a series against Detroit tonight. And it was 1-0 Tigers with a run in the bottom of the sixth inning. And with the bases full in the top of the ninth, Ezekiel Duran stood in. And boy, what a performance from the right side. Shot one up the first baseline and long into the corner. Deep walls at Comerica. And he cleared the bases with his first triple at the major league level. So give Duran an extra base hit. He drives in all three of the Rangers' runs. And a 3-1 win against the Tigers. Now fourth in the Central. Texas continuing to fight. Second in the AL West at 30-33. This season. Dennis Santana with the win, now 3-2, a 1.40 ERA. Really strong so far this year. Well, big thanks to anyone that had a hand in our game tonight. Frisco with the 6-4 win over the Rockhounds. And a fun one on a Thirsty Thursday at Riders Field as fans in the Lazy River continuing to file out, some even hanging around as we're a few moments away from 10 o'clock in North Texas, so that means it's time to say goodnight. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett, thanking you if you caught any of Rough Riders baseball tonight. We'll be on the air tomorrow, same time. Cody Bradford taking the bump on Friday night, and the Rough Riders look to keep their winning ways rolling against the Rockhounds. Frisco getting their first win of the week tonight. Again, the final score, 6-4. Folks, have a great rest of your Thursday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow, wishing you a great start to your Friday. And again, first pitch, 7:05. We're on the air at 6:35 on the 10-minute countdown, and coverage coming your way at 6:45 at 6:45. Until then, have a great rest of your night, and as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.